11:11. Hit the like button. Hi, emergency episode, emergency episode. Woo, woo. Emergency. Emergency. Sorry, the computer was doing updates. I have it scheduled to do that on Wednesdays because we don't usually do a show. And then it was caught on a restart. And then it couldn't update. And it said it had to roll back. And then everything's just fucked. But anyway, it still looks pro when compared to steel toe. So hit the like button. We're doing it. It's a day off. I have a pedicure appointment in a few hours, so I'm not going to be with you all day. That's what I do during MLC now. I go get a pedicure. Like, why waste my time feeling not good? You know what I mean? So I go have an Asian lady named Chen really get in there with a cheese grater and just the whole place is looking at me, looking at her. It's like she looks like she's skiing because of all the fucking parts of my feet flying up in the air. Anyway, I'm too old and I'm too fat to not be getting pedicures. Take care of yourself. Take care of your feet. Take care of your treat. The reason I'm here with you today, and I did have some places to go today and some stuff to do, but Jesus. You know, I'm glad when we can get away from Steel Toe like we did yesterday, and I'm planning to get away from Steel Toe a little bit tomorrow as well, if I do a show. But the point is, you know, it's hard to get away when they're going through such a renaissance of shit. Not a good renaissance. Renaissance. Why don't they come up with a sauce called renaissance? Not rent a sauce. I'm too gone for the... Hello?
I was thinking for Hackamania, you could add a third ticket. Like, make it, like, you know, whatever you want, several thousand. And it would be you get to go to your house and eat Mac salad in your bed, you know, for a high value experience.
Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe I'll go to Costco, get a tub of mayo,
and eat it in your bed for like $1,000.
Yeah,
thank
I bring
you.
My bed and put it in the corner. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I gave in today too. I had to trim the mustache and some of the wings. I gave in. It was driving me nuts. I was talking to Moody this morning. I'm sitting here going, you know, the mustache curling up, I can't deal. So the mustache has to get, also the Corey Adam where it curls down into your mouth. Ooh. I'm going to try to grow. For the beard, though, I'm going to try to grow it out. We're going to try to keep it real, dog. Try to keep it high and tight. Okay? What are we going to do? I have so much information. We have exclusives for you today. No one else has the things I'm going to tell you today. No one. They can't possibly because of, well, they just can't. They just can't. We've got exclusives on a day off. Again, hit the like button. I'm not going to, until we get 200 likes, I won't even stop the music. Not true. It stops on its own. It's got about 2 more minutes left, unless I fade it out, you know? But I won't. So anyway, this morning's Steel Toe Morning Show on a Wednesday, usually a banger. And the reason it's usually a banger is because Aaron knows I have the day off. The Wednesdays seldom get covered over at Steel Toe. And so Aaron's usually got this false bravado and, you know, we're doing it at the two. But today, oh my goodness, I woke up around 7:30, my time, and came down, got my coffee, my messages, the Discord, walls of text from friends and family. Today's Steel Toe will give you weeks of material. So I go fire up today's Steel Toe. It's an hour long, and it's over. You know, I can't even tune in. And I'm thinking, what happened? And then Moody told me what happened. Like, gave me a little TLDR. I thought I was being fucked with. I thought he was kidding. I can't even believe it. What's occurred? Two hosts in 2 months have been buck broken by, I'd be remiss to say anyone other than Aaron himself. It's wild. Hit the like button. Jiminy friggin' Christmas. Look at this. Out of the gate. Wow. Why did I click on Shawnetta? Dill Dog, 20 member gift certificates. 20 gifted memberships.
Hello, exactly.
20 gifted memberships. Thank you, Dill Dog. Are you on our sheet, by the way, for May? No. Dill Dog, is it? Thank you to everybody who's helped out in May so far. Mark Abatista, Father Joe, Drive-By, Shane M. 1980. Or is it Shane MX? Are those two different people? Or is it Stampy? What's happening? Sharon C. Jesus Christ. What? See, this is why I have to have Wednesdays off. I got to go get my blood transfusions. I get weak and my hydraulics break down. Sharon C. Dan G. Shit Show. That's with fives, though. Wizard Nug 2. DK. Rover. Dildog. Tiff. Jenny G. Yesterday. Big ups. Jenny G. That's a new one. Dabbleversity, and of course Jason Bentley, and then now Dill Dog. So, you know, very, very cool, very, very good stuff. Thank you to Dill Dog, and thank you to today's executive producer, Lev Kramer. He's a nice Canadian boy doing nice Canadian things up in nice parts of Canada. And we appreciate it. We love it. We support it. We snug it.
When I have mud sharkomania, you can eat coleslaw out of my butt in my bed for a nominal fee of paying my rent. Yeah, that I'm barely able to afford at this point. I opened for Florentine last week, and you can't take that away from me.
I too love butt slaw.
Butt slaw. That could be a thing. I was, I'll tell you this much. I think Moody's going to call in. A little later. I don't really need you to today. We can go over the Ray stuff yesterday. Moody went to the stand last night and met Ray. Weather updates and so much more. Keep up with breaking news. Prepare for changing weather. And effortlessly stay up to date. Enable it on your taskbar. From a guy who only uses Mac, you know, and this is Windows 10, you know, the new computer's on 11, and I updated one of my home servers to Windows 11 this past weekend. What's going on with Windows, man? It's rough. It's rough. Like, Windows is nuts. It puts, like, you know, random, like, facts and tidbits and, like, word of the day and, like, keep up with weather updates on your taskbar. I have a web browser. I have a phone. Mac is gay. No. You have it wrong. No, you have it wrong. Hold on. I gotta. It's not bringing up. I can't put these memberships up on the screen. Oh, man. We're losing everything today. I gotta log out and back into this. Hold on. What happened? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. I gotta go back to that. Dill Dog, $20. Happy Wednesday, fuckaroonies. Thank you, Dill Dog. I don't know why. Thank God for super tips. They come up on that panel. Jesus Christ. When I have Mud Sharkamania.
When I have Mud Sharkamania, you can eat coleslaw out of my butt in my bed for a nominal fee of paying my rent.
That's what the pause button's for, by the way. For people who were watching Tukey stream last night. I've paused this. And when I want to resume it, I can resume it. But there's a problem. Our interface isn't very intuitive. So a lot of guys just click pause after something plays to like, they think they have to like stop it or like that puts on the next one. Again, it's our fault. It's our interface. But this is what the pause button does. There's 8 more seconds left of this AI voice tip to play, and you can stop in the middle.
Yeah, that I'm barely able to afford at this point. I opened for Florentine last week, and you can't take that away from me.
I too love butt slaw.
I love how Chad's like acting like he got out of rehab. He's on this like renewed I'm gonna book some dates. I'm gonna start taking comedy a little more seriously. It's like, so you're back to just middling for fucking, like you don't headline anywhere. It's like, I mean, I was doing this 5 years into my career. You're like back to not even whole count. Like I would work 40 weeks a year, you know, opening for people. He's like, this motherfucker is like working 7 gigs this year. He's like, yeah, then why am I opening for Tosh once? It's like, because you begged him while he was drunk? I don't know. Oh, shit. Baloney Factory, new game. Big picture of KB on the wall. Big donors have their names printed on red sores that melt and pins to his face. Big picture of KB on the wall. Oh, God. Okay, this isn't bad. There's something here. There's something here. This could be good. I cut out sores of various sizes, and you can buy lesions and sores, and you can pin them. You get to decide where they go, you know? Or what about like KB Herpes Battleship, you know? You pick a show, you take a photo of it, take a screenshot of the show. Your opponent takes a screenshot of whatever show he picks. And then you draw out a grid on the paper, and whoever hits the square with the herpes sore first wins. There's a lot of games we could do. There's a lot of games we could do that would upset Kevin. And again, I'm going to put somebody sent me a really good, I need a really good picture of Kevin from a show where that thing's just glowing hot, where it's very obvious, like, oh, this guy has herpes. I need a photo that screams that, because we're going to put that on a t-shirt and put it on mlcmerch.com. I think that'll be very, those are the kinds of jokes I like. I like those kinds of jokes. Krautcat, who's the new LaRue? You know, Krautcat's calmed down a lot about telling us that Ray's 50. Who's the new LaRue? I don't even know what that means. The new LaRue's April, right? Right? Shane M 1980 gifting another 5 memberships. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yo, no!
And then DK always showing up.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
DK looks like a really cool bird today. Thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what to say. That's 35 memberships. The show's been on for fucking 15 minutes. And that's more than half of Steel Toe's goal. It's just crazy what happens if you just do a show. Here's to all the onions who've been in the game a long time, says DK, member for 11 months. Not even a year, DK. Sad world to the tune of Mad World. Raise 50, guys. All right, we're going to do it. Oh, by the way, I'm trying to get Airy Jane. I'm trying to get Airy Jane to come to Hackamania because Airy Jane told me Ray's on the verge of a breakdown. And she really thinks like he could snap and like do something if she's there. And I said, you know, you just ignore Ray. I would just like have Airy Jane on NLO to fuck with Ray. I would give away, you know, Ray's time slot to Airy Jane. Things to just fuck with Ray. And then Airy's like, you know, I don't want to, you know. And first of all, Ray, you got to learn to get along with people you don't like. But just to make Ray squirm, I think it'd be funny. I love those kinds of jokes. I love those jokes. And Ray, by the way, you know, so Airy goes, I can't justify spending the money to come out there. And I said, don't worry about that. I'm going to blow it up, make it a big deal. There's a lot. First of all, we got a lot of like creepy men who'd be happy to pay for your trip. Where's the, who is that guy? The Brandon Network? Look, I can get you there. Oh, where's Gah? I mean, did she die? Does she not listen? I mean, where's Gah? She sent me an email. She's like, I do still listen. I'm coming to Hackamania. But, you know, the fact that she's not part of the chat. We got to come up with something. Somebody gift Airy Jane. And then Airy Jane said, I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this stuff. Fuck it. Airy, if you don't want me to talk about it, say it in the chat. She sent me screen. She's gone. She sent me screenshots, Airy Jane did, of messages with Kevin Brennan. This is exclusive stuff. She was begging. Kevin Brennan was begging Airy to come on MLC. Again, this is all to hurt Ray, which is pathetic. Even, you know, Airy doesn't get along with Ray, but even Airy's not like, I'm going to go just on MLC to just trash Ray. Like, even though, look, Ray's trashed Airy, but, I think Airy understands that Ray's brain damaged. But either way, I just think it'd be so funny to watch how uncomfortable Ray is all weekend. And again, you know, she already has this reputation of crashing Ray's work events. So I just think it would be a hoot. And then again, everyone would protect Airy from Ray. First of all, there's going to be a lot of women there. So it's not like this thing where like women have to worry about it being like some sausage fest. And don't get me wrong. There'll be a lot of idiot single men. But for every dumb single man stumbling around with a near beer, you know, looking up girls' dresses, there'll be a dumb, you know, single woman stumbling around like Flat Cat. So it'll probably be pretty even. But it'll probably be pretty fucking even. Hit the like button as we journey into the toe. Okay. Wow. Boink. Bing. Okay. Sorry, we do things a little different around here. Okay. This is the toe, as you know. This morning's complete show, 1 hour, 17 minutes, 10 seconds. And Moody, you know, one of the dumbest guys New Zealand has to offer, which is why they spit him out into the cesspool of New York City this week. Moody would have you, you know, this morning I was watching the show. He's like, you don't have to watch the whole thing. You don't have to watch it all. Skip to 28 minutes. It's where the gold is. And I go, look, I have no doubt the Wagyu A5 deliciousness that pops up around 28 minutes. I believe you. The problem is nobody wants a steak for breakfast. We need context. And that context comes in the form of an appetizer, an amuse-bouche, perhaps a cocktail. We'll move on to a salad. I might have some soup. Soups only. And, you know, and then I want you to bring out that, you know, once I've got my appetite good and going, you know, sometimes my dog won't touch her food all day. I'll give her a treat. She'll eat the treat. And then she'll immediately go over to her bowl of food and eat the whole bowl of food. It's like I lit a fire under that tummy and reminded her all food's delicious. You should probably go eat your fucking food. It's great. It's great. Now, a lot of times she's just full and she'll go out and take a poop and then she'll come in and eat. You know, but I used to have a friend like that. So we're going to start at the beginning. We don't have to watch the whole thing, and we don't have to, you know, when they attempt to do stories. The worst part of Steel Toe is like when they try to do a news story, you just have to skip 2 minutes, like a commercial, until they get back to like arguing with the chat and him telling the chat that he's winning. Like all he does is fight with his own chat and constantly declare that he's winning. And it's just like, dude, why is your whole show about your show? Why is your whole show about your show?
I ball washed Stanhope so hard in Kevin's show yesterday, I know he'll beg me to open for him. I used up all my toilet paper cleaning my brown nose that was caked with Doug's poo.
I too eat poo.
Anyway, Stanhope was on yesterday and he still only had like 1,000 viewers. What's happening to MLC? It's like all these guys have like they're going through some sort of midlife identity crisis. No, I'm a serious show that gets on serious comics and talks to them. You are? No, you're not. No, you're not. You aren't. You aren't. And I can't, again, if I see one more clip of one of these motherfuckers going like, hold on now, this is money people are sending you? Yes! And then they all think they can do it. I bet they go like, could I talk to you after about how to set this up? Now, how do you set this up? It's like, how do you set it up? I don't know, man. I don't know. Ari better not be there. Ray is mine and mine only, said Ray's only girlfriend. I thought Ray was fucking some MILF or something recently. Anyway, here we go. Oh, I didn't even finish telling you the dirt. Ari showed me these screenshots where, like, Kevin's begging her to come on the show. He says, anything to get you on my show. Anything, please. I'll pay you anything, whatever. Come on my show. Two different times begging her like this. And both times, you know what Ari told him? You and me go to Hackamania together, flight, hotel, VIP experience, Ari Jane and Kevin Brennan. She goes, go there. Let's go there. You go there and stick it to him. Show him that you're a good time. Go there. And by the way, Kevin, you are welcome. It won't be weird. You're welcome to do that. We all know Kevin will never get on a fucking plane again in his life, but you are invited. It would be great to have Kevin. Both times she told him this. Both times she said, let's go to Hackamania. I'll come on your show for no money, for free. Let's go to Hackamania together. And then he wanted, I really shouldn't be. He wanted them to stay in the same hotel room. And he said that was a deal breaker. I seen the messages. Unless Ari's making up fake messages, I seen the messages. Kevin said separate rooms is a deal breaker. As if he's considering it. As long as he could cheat on his wife. Click, clack. What's her name? Woo. Woo. Patrick, are you saying that he wanted to fuck her? Yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't? Let's get to the toe. Well, that's going to get clipped by My Lost Interest. He never plays the NLO, My Lost Interest stuff, right? He's never like, that won't make me look good. Harry, you sleep on the cot. Yeah, maybe he's just being frugal. Maybe he just doesn't want to buy two hotel rooms. Oh, no. Here we go. The reason I want to play the intro is I want you to get the feel of what Aaron thinks this show is before you see what this show actually is. Okay? That's why I want you to, before it even comes up, I want you to feel the essence. This intro that he's cobbled together and has put back on, this is what Aaron thinks his show is. Here we go.
In certain extreme situations, the law is inadequate. In order to shame its inadequacy.
Now, the best part about this, sorry to pause already, is that you hear the music from the movie clip he's playing over the Ecstasy of Gold song that he's ripped off from Opie and Anthony that he's playing. But again, just listen to the clips. Listen to the clips he's playing. Listen to how tough this show is. And more than tough, this show's a reckoning, a punishment for those who deserve it. Listen to it. Listen.
It is necessary to act outside the law, to pursue natural justice. This is not vengeance. Revenge is not a valid motive. It's an emotional response. No. Not vengeance.
Again, I love the movie music in the background under the song. He thinks this is dope. He thinks this is dope.
Punishment.
Tonight we have a chance to say, yeah, you're right. We're too extreme.
They're too extreme.
We're too wild.
They're too wild.
We're too out of control.
They're too out of control. Why they had to leave the airwaves.
We're too full of our own shit.
They're too full of their own shit.
Or we have a chance to say, hey, fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right. Because you have all made it to the dance. Because believe me, this is the dance.
This is the dance, motherfucker. A lot of people talk about getting in the ring. A lot of people say they can hang. Nah. This is the dance, baby. You step up to Steel Toe, you better be ready. April's not here anymore. No one's going to protect you. The gloves are off. I've got nothing to lose. Steel Toe's back. It's that old school radio vibe. Remember?
So
not a thing in this intro that isn't stolen. He stole this guitar riff music from somebody else that he doesn't attribute it to. He stole the intro from Opie and Anthony. A lot of clips that don't line up with the aesthetic of the program. Here we go. By the way, the new lights are in. Don't be jarred. Don't be jarred. The new lights have come in. And, you know, yesterday I said this is going to cause more shadows. They're going to be washed out. Well, the good news is they're not washed out because Aaron didn't turn on the house lights up in the ceiling. But the bad news is there are more shadows. I'll let you... Everybody. Yeah, 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 yeah. good. Wow. There it is. It looks like they're running on a backup generator in a garage. I take it back. Matt's garage looked better. Matt's garage looked better than this. But this is where we're at. This is the new. This is the upgrade. This is... And by the way, you will hear, they're done. This is the new look of Steel Toe. I'm sorry, let me get out of the way. He announces they're not going to try the green screen anymore. This is cool. The wall is cool. And this is the new look for Steel Toe. I wish I was kidding. They announced it. This is the new. And the new is the old school radio vibe. So that's very cool.
Morning, everybody, and welcome.
Again, what you want for a green screen is even lighting. And that's what he tried to create here with these new lights. He bought a green screen. He got it. He's like, oh, this green screen sucks. He bought lights. And as you'll hear in a minute, these lights suck. It's almost like he has no idea what he's doing. SSDs suck. BYB podcast. Hurry up so you don't miss the foot job with a happy ending. I don't get that anymore. It's not worth it.
Welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show.
I love that he always looks at it. It's like he doesn't look at it until they're live. And then he has a comment on it. All right. Look, I know our camera's getting blurrier by the day. And I know we're not lit well. And I know my co-host has no talent. And I know you can't read the whiteboard. The one thing that has writing on it that you need to read is the one thing he's chosen to put behind his body. You know, it shows you a little bit of his ego, really, is what it does. It really, like, you boil this down to an ego thing. He can't cover up this thing because this says Steel Toe Show. This is him. This is Aaron. Covering this would be, you know, the antithesis of narcissism. So he can't cover this. What can he cover? Your name. He'll cover your name. He'll put this behind him because he'll put it up because he wants you to think it's important, but it isn't. It isn't important. It's important that you read this, Steel Toe, and not this. Who gave the most money today? Big. Nobody knows. Again, who cares? You're just the one supporting the show. Why should we see your name? It'd be like back when I put the names on the wall. It'd be like I stacked them all right behind me because I don't want to ruin the wall. So, you know, I don't. Classic, typical Aaron.
I'm Aaron. That's Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Again, I know people go like, that's a stretch, Melton. It's like, is it? Is it? Everything about this guy is narcissistic. Everything about this guy screams megalomaniac. Everything. He doesn't care about anyone else. Complete sociopath.
And I got... Like I said, I've been very excited on the things I'm working on.
Listen, I mean...
I'm really enjoying the backdrop.
Uh-oh, Kevin heard about the proposal I leaked.
Separate rooms is a deal breaker, and someone needs to wake me up every 2 hours to drain my volcano lip pustules. Click, clack, Jesus. Can't come because she thinks airport scanners steal your soul.
As you can see with the whiteboard.
Look what he has to do. As you can see with the whiteboard, let me just lay my entire seat down vertically. Sorry, horizontally. That's what he has to do so you can see who donated. As you can see with the whiteboard. Oh, yeah. As we can see.
Just getting ready to get back on radio. Ahem. Sunday. Truckosaurus fights Gravedigger. One. 800 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Johnny has bitch in his heart. He is way more fuckable than April.
Come on, Mersh. Leave crazy legs alone, Johnny. Where are you going with that rope anyway? K-A-R-S, donate your car today.
Whoa. Somebody said he writes like a kindergartner. And you're not kidding. I mean, this is insane. Look at this Danielian handwriting. Look at these little flips on the D's. The N is just an arch. Look at the word donor. Biggest donor. I mean, what the fuck? My four-year-old is learning her letters, too. He writes like a Newport. No girls allowed. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Holy shit. Filthy beggars. Oh, e-beggars. Again, this is all behind him the whole time.
My demo is in the lead with $150, but Los Federales dropped in $100.
He's pointing at the board with his pinky. I can't. Do you get charged double since you wear a size 16? Where? Huh? Do I get charged double where? For what?
$100 at the end of the evening show last night, putting him firmly in second.
He points with his pink.
In place, and if that holds, which it probably won't, but it
points with his pink. Look at him. Look at him. Capture that wrist. Capture that wrist.
Holds second place, gets that RFD steel toe wallet.
There you go.
And no pen 15 fathead with $90 is in third. Place. So it's really anyone's game. First place this week getting a VIP package. Second place getting one of those steel toes.
What is a VIP package at this point? What is a VIP package at this point? I mean, is he sweeping the bottom of his closet and just sending it to you?
Wallets. The third getting 5 steel toe stickers.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
And we have something very cool to get.
Okay, I can't today. I can't stop. Once you see this, you won't unsee it. He's put his mouse on his left, but he uses the mouse with his right hand. He won't stop crossing his arms to use his computer. Okay, I use my keyboard with this hand. That's why it's over here. It is wireless. It's just charging. And my trackpad's here. They're in the hands that I use them in. So that you don't ever see me going. So that they're where they are. So that they can be. You'll never see me going. No pen 15. That's pretty cool. Moody says you're an asshole. Pretty cool. He's using the mouse over here. And he's typing over here. Are they glued to the desk? What's going on? What's going on? No one does this shit he does with his weird hands. Him and Mersh, their claws and their wrists. They can't stop flip-flap creep-crapping all over the place. They're just weird with their fucking noodle arms. It never stops. You're locking up, you're getting limp, you're like, it just never fucking stops with the creepy crawlies and the cramps and the wrist and the claws. No one uses a computer like this. No one. No one. By the way, how are we doing on Rumble? 63 likes, 12 thumbs downs. No one does this to use a computer. If your boss walked up to you and you were typing like this, he'd be like, I don't know what's going on here. Sure. Size 16 shoe. Do you get charged double since you wear a size 16 shoe? Where? What are you talking about? Who was talking about shoe sizes? Do I get charged double where? McDonald's doesn't charge you to go in with your shoes. What's going on? Don't ever, ever message me again. We're done here. We're done here.
Giveaway this morning as we continue to raid the prize closet.
And Johnny doesn't say anything. Johnny just looks over at him, fucking crisscross applesauce with his wrists. You know, I mean, what the fuck is going on? Again, he does this all the time when he's like explaining stuff, you know? We catch him doing this all the time. And then April's going to go, you know, he's always like he's making shadow birds on the wall. He's always doing, it's something with the, he loves being, maybe he's into bondage. I don't know what's going on.
I have three full boxes still that I have to look through. Oh, by the way, I fixed this problem.
Oh, yay.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Who knows what he fixed? We can just see what he hasn't.
So we have,
by the way, in case you haven't seen the stuff he's been adding to his set back here, 101 dad jokes, joke book. This is some sort of action figure. I mean, it's like he can't decide if he's Stevie Lou or some sort of mechanic.
We have more prize boxes to go through. And I'm very excited to go through those and because I found...
So basically, April's been hiding prizes in the closet instead of sending them out, is what he found out. There's boxes and boxes of prizes, of old prizes, that were never sent out. Remember how April was like, I got to order stuff. I got to order stuff. No, no, no. The closet was full of it. She was shoving it all in the fucking closet. So now he's going through all that. Again, like they couldn't have done this for years. And he's discovering all the prizes they have.
Onion Man mocks a perverted jokester's game. Tries to trap a skank in his sleazy hotel fame. He offers her cash in a cramped space tight. But Onion Man laughs loud with all his might.
Come on! Why wouldn't I laugh with all my might?
Don't make fun of my gay hand mannerisms. So what that I look like? Mario Cantone working a marionette. I mean, Nick had me on all fours for hours. My wrists are tired.
Yeah, Aaron, the MS has my mouth a little fucked today.
Jesus Christ.
Bring those wrists over here and change my catheter. My cup runneth over, if you know what I mean.
Ugh. The Burnside one. Crutches looks to be on death's door. It's time to let Johnny go. It's time, Johnny, let go. Sorry, that's even worse. Rents win. 5 gifted memberships.
YOLO!
Hello, exactly!
Thank you, Rents Wind. Sounds like a cleaning system for farts. Beloved Chatter, member for 14 months. My mom did the same thing as April, except instead of hiding prizes, it was credit card receipts. Divorce is funny! You know, people are trying to turn me against Beloved Chatter. You'll never do it. You'll never do it. First of all, I don't care. I don't really care. By the way, Moody was convinced he met Beloved Chatter last night, was telling me stories about him and, you know, we're comparing notes and stuff. And then, you know, 7 minutes of the conversation, I was like, that's not Beloved Chatter. And he's like, oh, I just assumed it was. Okay. Okay. But he is still an asshole, the one I'm talking about. No, someone's messaging me like Beloved Chatter is over saying that, is saying Vegas, super chatting, saying Vegas is a, arts district is a shithole, and Melton's, you know, scamming people with the heck of, I don't even know what the message was. And I just wrote, first of all of Vegas is a shithole. As is your city. You know, I don't know what city you live in, but unless you're, you know, what's your big metropolis that's not a shithole right now? Have you been outside? And second of all, Beloved Chatter has a VIP ticket to Hackamania. So, you know, again, it's called Hackamania. It's called that. We're not shooting for the stars with this one. I want you to question the food trucks outside and their sanitary grades. I want you to go, why did I buy a ticket to watch Ray do comedy? I want you to second guess every decision you've made in your life when you get there. That being said, it was, he was like, I watched Beloved Chatter go up. He's pretty good. I'm like, that's Beloved Chatter doesn't do stand up. Beloved Chatter is very funny, but, you know, on stage, I can imagine that guy would be awkward AF, you know? Because I've watched him try to pick up prostitutes at a bar. That's not true, but I would like to start that rumor. Hit the like button!
I'm trying not to spill all my drinks.
Again, thank you, Renswin, for the 5 memberships. That's 40 memberships gifted today. You know what I'm saying?
What's the obsession?
But I found a giant stack of stickers.
I want you to look at these stickers. I mean, these are bigger than your stepkid's wagon wheel. He's the only one I know on earth who thinks people want 6-inch stickers. It's fucking insane. It's insane. Look how big they are. He's holding them up like he's replacing a child's toilet. Patrick, they don't make children's toilets. Huh. Look at it. Who wants a big Frisbee-sized sticker? Who? By the way, this is why April's job sucked. You know, when I mail out stickers, and by the way, the people who have ordered stickers, I know I'm very behind. Please don't send me emails about it. You'll get your stickers. I'll get them out. No man should be so worried about stickers. At some point before Hackamania, I'll do a sticker run. You'll get your stickers. I don't make any bones about it. You're going to wait for fucking ever to get your stickers when you order them from me. You wait forever. Hello?
I love that Aaron's calling the employee's gone, so now let's blame everything that goes wrong for the next 3 weeks on the guy we just fired. So it's like, man, look at all these stickers. It's like, it's still your company, right? Like, you're still the boss.
Right.
So anything that goes wrong for the next month will be April's fault.
No, they had their hands in the heads in the fucking sand. He's admitted it. He's like, we just stopped trying.
I started watching the Steel Toe Shinebox series today because I'm a baby boot onion.
Okay.
A lot of your shit came true. You were saying about a year ago, in, you know, 6 to 18 months, the show will be over. Most of these people will be gone. The majority of it is coming true.
Yep. I'm a goddamn Nostradamus.
Yeah, Onion Domus.
Thank you. This guy's right. This guy's right about everything. Nobody wants a sticker that big. Somebody said they look like coasters. They're bigger than coasters. Where's my coasters? I don't have a coaster nearby. I don't have an NLO coaster nearby. Anyway, look, man, coasters are about 3.5 inches across. Okay, coasters ain't massive. These are huge. And again, so the reason April's job sucked is because these, when I mail out stickers, they fit in an envelope. They fit in a standard envelope. These stickers, you got to go get manila envelopes to mail these stickers. They're like flat paper hubcaps. So, yeah, it's difficult to mail these out unless you're going to fold the sticker, which is retarded.
April was always telling me, she's like, I think we're out of stickers.
This bitch was just shoving shit in the closet. April was always telling me we're just out of stickers. Moody wanted me to skip all this today. He said, you don't need to watch the beginning. I don't. More, you know, incompetence from April? I do need to watch him discover hundreds of dollars worth of merch in his closet. I ordered stickers for Hackamania the other day. It's hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of dollars for stickers. And by the way, mine are sticker sized. You know, I didn't think we were going to get any billboards. Stickers are if you get good sticker, you know, again, if they're paper, they're garbage. But, you know, vinyl stickers that are a good, you know, thick mill vinyl and have UV protective coat, yeah, they're expensive, man. Hundreds of dollars in their closet in merch.
And there just seem to be more just everywhere I dig.
Everywhere I dig, there are more and more stickers.
More and more stickers.
Yeah, somebody said they require XL envelopes. Right. I mean, it just, again, if I mail out stickers, they at least fit in an envelope. By the way, if you're sending a self-addressed stamped envelope into the P.O. box, you'll get free stickers. If you don't want to wait for stickers, it's the fastest way to get some stickers. You'll only get a few, but I'm even putting Hackamania stickers in those envelopes as they go out now. And if you have a sticker order pending, you'll get some Hackamania stickers as well. And I actually got some new NLO stickers as well. Two types of NLO stickers. Look, I'm doing very well with stickers over here, everywhere I look. But I keep them in one place. I know where they are. And
also,
April always said we're out of stickers, but they're everywhere I look.
Yes, my feet are size 16. It takes four Asians to work on my feet. Sorry, George. I'm a little slow on the uptake this morning.
I, too, make toe cheese.
Somebody said stickers come in a padded 8x10. Yeah, if you order stickers, I send them in a padded 8x10. But that's usually because I'm putting in a flat cap magnet or a keychain or something. If I put that in a paper envelope, it'll rip. I don't make money on that. I charge you 10 bucks for stickers. My stickers cost me 30 cents a piece, something like that. You know, postage. You can see the value of the postage when I mail it out to you. It's like $5 or something. I don't, you know, nobody's trying to make money off stickers except Aaron. $20 gets you two stickers and an entry into the whatever the fuck. I'm shilling today. Again, what's the only thing you can't read on that layout? Your names, the donor names, the people that matter. Fucking wild.
We have, I think, the coolest thing.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the coolest thing?
About what I found yesterday. And these are up for grabs today. So anybody who throws in 10 bucks or more today can have two stickers. And you just send me your address. We'll mail them out today.
You're going to lose money on that, Aaron. You're going to lose money on that. Again, if somebody donates $10 via Super Chat, you might get $4.82 of that. And then you're going to pay postage and stickers and mail them out. It's like Chad, when Chad was like, anybody who Super Chats today gets a t-shirt. And then like a bunch of people sent in super stickers and $2 Super Chats. And Chad was like, I didn't think about this at all. And then he just never sent out the shirts. Don't worry, they're on the way with your Mud Shark hat.
Day. But for 20 bucks today, the prizes are this, as we continue to empty the prize closet. And we'll get back to...
So he's giving away garbage.
To the Stoney's gift cards. By the way, Monday night crowd, barely anybody has gotten me their information.
He said that he was giving away Stoney's gift cards because they found a shit ton. And we zoomed in on that picture he posted. Like, the Stoney's gift cards now are like inkjet printer printed documents that just say, get some wings at Stoney's.
For the Stoney's gift cards, yesterday's winners are out.
So if you're paying attention, Johnny's kind of out of it from the beginning of the show today. He's leaning on his chin. He's got his fingers in his mouth. He's not really talking at all while Aaron gushes about all this product he's finding.
Out, except for Mikey Two Milks. Yesterday's morning.
What the fuck?
Day night crowd. Barely anybody has gotten me their information for the Stoney's gift cards. Yesterday's winners are out, except for Mikey Two Milks. Yesterday's morning's winners are out.
Every pro radio station starts like this. Guys, yesterday, Stacey from Tacoma called in and won two tickets to see Springsteen live at the Apache Dome. Just want to let you know, her tickets have been picked up. Those tickets are out. Last week, we did a giveaway on our prize patrol for some bumper stickers to a guy named Corey, who works down at the shoe factory. His stickers are gone out. Those went out yesterday. Traffic. It's like, I mean, again, the show is just about the show now. He's telling you about finding trinkets in his closet. He's telling you about how things are getting mailed out. He's telling you whose stuff's not being mailed out. You know, I've got to get fuck sticks by midnight. Your stuff goes out tomorrow. I haven't forgotten. It's like, okay.
And then.
Uh-oh, the limp wrist. It helps him remember the answers on the ceiling, right? That one? The answers on the ceiling.
Monday.
When does the post office? Where do I get stamps? Mondays are
winners are out, except for Mikey Two Milks. Yesterday's morning's winners are out. And then Monday, every show but
Monday evening,
the Monday evening show out. Certificates are out.
By the way, should we stop the show now and applause, or, you know, maybe you want to hit the applause sound. Guys, I did what I'm supposed to do. Guys, I did everything I said I was going to do.
But I found these yesterday. And these, I hope some of the OGs are very excited.
There's no OGs.
I'm really pumped.
I couldn't believe this when I saw it. I couldn't believe this.
So I found six large bits and subs shirts.
Black text on blue shirts.
I didn't do fucking shit. I didn't fucking do this. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this. I'm done.
Black. I mean, who's making the decisions? Who's deciding this? Again, I say to every, you've seen shirts, right? You've seen.
Beloved Chatter has a black girl just like me. We are accustomed to survival in the hood.
The Fremont street urchins will pick off Melton fans one by one. The herd will be thinned out significantly.
Can I have the extra goodie bags you would have given to the VIPs who were murdered in the street? Spare change that falls out of victims' pockets is fair game, right?
There's no goodie bags.
It's hard out here on these streets for a road comic. A brother gotta do what a brother gotta do.
I will attend your little event, Melton, just to advise Pat and Ray on the correct way to deal with smart mouth women who talk back.
Oh, God. I mean, why wouldn't you make this white? Why wouldn't you make this white or yellow or anything than black or blue? I mean, what are we doing? And again, not that I expect everyone to be a graphic designer. I just say to people, you've seen shirts, right? You've seen shirts before. Okay. But he hopes you're real excited.
From the Twitch days. Just fucking cool.
I found six large bits and sub shirts from the Twitch days. Just really fucking cool.
I found six large bits and subs shirts from the Twitch days.
Just really fucking cool. I want that as a clip.
Just fucking cool.
Just fucking cool. Just cool. I mean, it's like this. It's like an 8-year-old. It's like Ray. Everything's cool. These guys gave us money. That's cool. Johnny gets to do more shows. That's cool. April's doing a lot better, so that's cool. I found some old shirts. These are cool. My closet's full of stickers. That's cool. We moved the camera over to the wall, so that's cool. You guys can knock out that goal early. That'd be cool. Yeah. Everything's fucking cool, dog. You Bart Simpson? Cowabunga, dude. Fucking cool.
I'm
still no ring, by the way.
Really excited about these. I hope you guys are too. Anyone who throws in 20 today,
yeah, still no wedding ring. Great point.
Is getting one of those.
Maybe it came off in the crossfire when he's trying to use his mouse.
Sent to him.
I got tired of chafing my under wrist. Very cool.
Anyone who throws in 10 can grab a couple of stickers because, as you can see, I've got a shitload of them.
No, we're out. We're out.
To throw your way. So I hope you enjoy. I know that there's a lot. There's, well, not a lot. There's one. Trolley Prince. Wow, this show looks like total shit. I thought this.
I know there's a lot of troll. Well, there's one troll. We have one troll that you haven't banned yet. You ban everyone for everything. He's like, yeah, we have a couple trolls. Jesse P.S. was like, it's like 90% trolls. He's like, I don't know what chat you're in. It's like 90% mods. That I'd agree with, but.
It's pro show. Backdrop looks great. It looks.
It does. Again, chat check, motherfucker. Chat check. Background looks great. We got a really great show today. It's going great already.
Looks awesome.
It looks cool.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Number one, camera issue.
Yeah.
When the hard drive crashed, all of our camera settings went away.
What are you talking about? Yes, when the hard drive crashed, you lost everything. Yes, yes, yes. That was the case 2 weeks ago when it happened. Yes. By the way, you've used the same exact phrase before. You've known this. All of our camera settings got wiped. I don't even know what that means. OBS got wiped. All your every setting got wiped. Your audio, your video, all of it. Guys, here's the thing. Our camera settings are all... Well, that'll take 7 minutes to fix. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Give me that. 2 weeks. I mean, what are we...
So now we've got the marching ants and the shitty quality, and I don't like it. I'm trying to fix that. I talked to April about maybe coming and helping out because I.
Coming and helping out. I talked to April about coming and maybe helping out. That don't sound good. Coming where? Where would April have to come from? Mama! Sure, beloved chatter. Sure he went. Sure he sent them this time. Why believe Aaron now or ever? Don't fall for the vulnerable, humble toe trying to make it right. He knew exactly how fucked things were. Always be winning. Krautcat, it's crazy to think that David Chandler single-handedly kept Steel Toe afloat. Everything fell apart when he stopped donating. Do you think that's true? Maybe that's true, but I hope Chandler's happy, and I hope his wife's happy. They could take vacations on the money they were given to these shows. It's ridiculous. Drive-by, $10. Kudos to April for the outstanding job she did undermining and sabotaging her husband's show. I mean, she really did just ignore every responsibility and literally shove it in the closet. It's like when you clean your room when you're a kid. You just shove everything in the closet. Yeah, it's clean. It's clean. The Monica closet. The Monica closet. What, my dog's barking. I'm gonna put a dog door on the studio so she can come and go. JFK, just fucking cute. I can't. It's too good. It's too good.
I think if she comes down here and she helps out with it, off camera, of course.
Of course. Of course. We wouldn't want to see too much of April. Unless she's revealing it all. Ari Jane's here. She says, I'm here for it. So she missed the whole segment about her earlier. Whew. Wait till you watch back.
I think she can maybe work her magic on that.
Yeah. We just need some of that April's magic bean to get down here and give the camera a little April's magic clean. Now, hold on. Is the coffee still called April's Magic Bean? Could somebody go to CrescentMountainCoffee.wix.wikipedia? What is the website for the coffee? Anyway, long story short, Ari Jane wants to come out to Hackamania and ruin things for Ray. But she doesn't want to spend her own money for it, so we're looking for a nice young man to fly her out since Kevin Brennan won't. Ari, I told everybody Kevin Brennan was trying to bang you and get you in a hotel room, and it was a deal breaker that you wouldn't shack up with him. I hope that wasn't a violation of our personal communications, but you know, that's why you don't...
And call the show.
Oh, no. I've skipped way forward. We can't.
I hope some of the OGs are very excited. It's a camera issue.
Yeah.
When the hard drive crashed, all of our camera settings went away. So now we've got the marching ants and the shitty quality, and I don't like it. I'm trying to fix that.
The marching ants. Dave Matthews Band keeps playing in the background. You hear that? Bump, 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 bump. Now we've got ants marching in the background. I don't like that. Sorry, I'm being very silly.
I already did.
All of our settings reset, and now it's just ants marching. All day in the background.
I talked to April about maybe coming and helping out.
Please come back. This is how he tricks her, by the way, into coming back to the house. No, I don't know how to do the camera settings because the hard drive.
I think if she comes down here and she helps out with it, off camera, of course, I think she can maybe work her magic. On that whole deal.
If you have a bag of April's Magic Bean coffee, that's a collector's item for sure.
Thing is, the lighting issue. I want it to be darker like a radio studio.
Okay. This is crazy. It's like he watches my show. I mean, didn't I go on a rant yesterday about how it's better when it's like darker and low key so you can like hang? Instead of all these garish bright, he wants to just keep lighting it and lighting it and lighting it. He had it super bright yesterday, and then he's like, we ordered more lights. We need more lights. So I was like, that's going to be fucking shit. And then you add in the green glow of all the walls around you. It's like, this is a fun place to be. This room doesn't hurt my retinas at all. This is a fun room to come hang and drink and talk in. It's very cool. And now he's like, you know, I want it dark and like a vibe. Yesterday you wanted it bright and you ordered more lights. Make up your mind. I mean, I really, man. I want it darker in here like a radio station. That's why I ordered all these new lights. This guy can't stop lying to everybody. Either that or he's dumb and he just wants to waste your money. I wanted it darker, so I ordered a bunch of new lights. Yeah.
Right. However, as the audience is saying, it's casting shadows, shit like that. We got the diffuse lights yesterday. They fucking suck.
I got a new computer from Matt. It's garbage. I don't know how to do anything. I suck. The camera settings, we lost them. April's gone. I ordered new lights. They suck. I ordered a green screen. It's stupid. This is what he's doing with your money. Your money is sitting in the closet. And he ordered a green screen, and that sucked. And now he's ordered diffuser lights, and that sucks.
Here's our problem. You throw too much light at this, it washes everything out.
No. Who said that yesterday? Who told you that yesterday? But yesterday, Johnny said that's what you need to do. You need to throw a lot of light at it for a green screen. You got to wash it out. Yeah, that's literally what you were trying to do yesterday. And then I did a show where I said, that's dumb. You want it darker. And now you're coming on your show and saying, we want it darker. What?
Mm-hmm. It sucks, especially with the light background now.
Yeah.
You turn the lights down too much. You got the TVs and everything, and you got a little bit of lighting. I'm taking literally lights.
He calls monitors TVs. This is the other great one. He calls monitors TVs. He's like, you got the TV. Again, no one has more screens on them than me right now. Seven. I'm at seven. That's how many screens I'm looking at right now. You know? Not counting the small LED on the camera. That makes eight. Ah!
Out of the ceiling. Because I'm like, this one's an issue. That one's an issue.
You tried bouncing them.
So again, look what he has to do to use his mouse. He has to reach clear across the table with this arm to do so. Again, you know, you can move the mouse over to this side of the desk and just do it here. I'm not comfortable with that.
Bouncing them.
Yeah, like shine them up at the ceiling so the ceiling shines it down.
Oh, you mean the new lights?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to
fuck with it later.
Look, man, we're going to fuck with it.
We're going to be... Again, why don't you do this every day? Every day on air, they talk about how they're going to do something when the show's over. They talked about the camera resolution issue last week. They were like, yeah, when the show's over, we'll fix that. Why didn't you? Why does nothing ever get fixed, but in the middle of shows, you go, yeah, we'll fuck with that after the show. You won't.
I'm going to give everything a shot. I can tell the audience this. I can tell the fans this. I have been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on nothing but steel toe.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
And if you are, it begs the question, oh, is April really gone then? Because your relationship's not in a good place. First of all, we know you're not working 24/7 on improving steel toe. We're not. Everything you've done, rotate a desk and camera and hang up some garbage you found in a closet, that could have all been done in like an hour, man. An hour. You're working 24/7 and yet you haven't adjusted the camera settings yet. You're working 24/7, but you don't know where to put the lights yet. You and Johnny worked on this Saturday night. You and Johnny could have worked on this last night. You and Johnny could have worked on it 30 minutes before the show. I have a feeling you're not working on it 24/7. And again, if you are, how's that making April feel? Well, she just adds Adele song after Adele song to a sad playlist, you know, of memories of Aaron. Meanwhile, Aaron's over here. His show's never looked worse. It's never been doing worse. And he says, guys, I'm laser focused on the show. Your wife's lead. She's backing out of the driveway if she's not gone already. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's rewarding. It's enraging. At the same time. But I'm working on it for you guys.
24/7, I'm in here cranking away, working on it.
Really am. So
I'm going to go to college.
Look, if you...
Even Johnny knows he's full of shit. Shit show. Background looks like a pile to take to the attic. You mean the dump?
I'm so happy I made it out before Aaron could do to me what he did to April. They still can't find her.
I'm in the upstairs rooms, all of them.
Jesus Christ. I made April into a bunch of pretty lava lamps. That's pretty cool.
Good job, Milton, outing my... It was Tex, my wife, Mumba, Lombada, Click Click, is leaving me. No more of her home-cooked pug jowls with chicken feet gravy. You know how these people eat.
Hey, Kevin, if black is beautiful, I just shit you a new bride.
Enough of this racism. My trans kid, the one with the zipper tits and Tupperware cock, will be offended?
Oh, Dan G. Jesus Christ. No more of her home-cooked pug jowls with chicken feet gravy.
Ooh. Zulu, good. Gorilla, Zulu, good wife. Ari, no fuck Kevin.
Ow, a woman disgusting.
Oh my God. Ari's a homewrecker.
You want to bitch about it, you can bitch about it. That's fine. If you want to be a dick about it, you can be a dick about it.
Oh, regular rules.
You probably don't like us anyway. But
We don't.
I hope that the people who love this...
No one talks to people who hate him more. I just want you guys to know none of this bothers me. It's why 3/4 of my show is directed at the haters.
Joe, no, I'm working my balls off. They know I'm not the most technical guy in the world, but I'm watching every YouTube video, learning what I can.
Whoa! He's watching YouTube videos.
And I hope you guys appreciate it. Guys,
I've been watching YouTube videos all day, and I just hope you appreciate it. Donate, Streamlabs, PayPal.
That hard drive fucking crashing really, as far as my technical prowess goes, really fucked me up.
You know, it's true what they say. You should back up your computers. I learned that the hard way. You should do a backup. You guys ever thought about that? That really fucked me up. But I was just like, you know, where am I ever going to back up 500 gigabytes? You know, where am I ever going to get another one of those tiny drives?
Up, because I don't know how to reset any of that.
It got reset for you. What you don't want to do is reset. It got reset for you. I don't know how to reset any of this.
Shit. So, I hope you guys are, I hope you're ready for a great show. We do have an awesome one.
You don't. I'm the ghost of Christmas future. You don't.
Thank you so much to Los Federales. At the end of last night's evening show, he dropped $100 in. So today, and we'd already knocked out that day's goal, and I think like $15 worth of the morning already. So we're starting at $235 today.
Nice.
Thank you guys very much for your generosity. I really, really appreciate it.
I hate how he has to reach across the desk to use his mouth.
NoPen15 Fathead wants a shirt. He throws in $20. So NoPen15 is...
Hold on, for $20 he's mailing out a shirt. I mean, then these don't count towards the goal. Or he's writing off all the old merch.
Getting one that also puts NoPen at 110 in terms of contributions. So he's jumped up into second place on our contribution standings. Los Federales in third with 105. The top dog, Los Federales wanted to know, is not my demo with $150. All right, we're going to go to the chat for a little bit.
What have we been doing?
That's going to knock today's goal down to 215. Thank you guys very much. Shirts and...
Look at his crossed wrists. He has to type. It's like he's using his flabby arm as a gel wrist rest while he types. Again, no one on earth uses a computer like this. Shout outs to the Aussie guy. You know, you should be, your overdose will be trickling in today. I got interrupted doing it to come do this.
Stickers going out to the most generous people today. Thank you.
Hold on. Watch how he flips his wrist at the end.
Today's goal down to 215. Thank you guys very much. Shirts and stickers going out to the most generous people today. Thank you. All right, let's check it out. Thank you, mods. You're doing a great job.
So again, for the guy who gets no hate, why do you have 35 mods and why are they doing a great job? Oh, because they're constantly kicking out haters. They're nonstop booting haters. Nonstop.
Magic 8-Ball says, no, it's not distracting at all watching the shadows move on that wall behind you. Ugh. How about a little.
Watch this. Watch this break. They both have little breakdowns today.
Little patience. That's all I'm asking for.
We can't get rid. Look, you can't get rid of shadows in a day.
I'm asking for a little patience while a guy who's never done this gives it a shot.
I've never done this. I've been doing this for 20 years. There's very few people better than me. Guys, I've never done this. Give me a break. Guys, I'm better at this than all of you. I've been doing this 20 years. I'm better than you. I'm better, guys. Guys, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm not good at this. I've never done it. I mean, again, this guy never stops telling you how it's not going well. They're on the verge of they're losing host. April, the trolls, it's too much. They're losing money. They can't have more days like this. They need to rethink it. They got to figure something else out. And we never miss a goal. We're doing great. Things are going great. I'm really excited. April's doing better. Johnny's a tremendous talent. He's happy to be doing more. We're all making more money. Which is it? I've never done this before, guys. Give me a break. And I've done this since I was 4 years old. And my dad got me my first Mr. Microphone. I mean, which is it? He wants it both ways nonstop. Nonstop.
I think the shows are good. I think the comedy quality you're getting is great.
Wait, there's no comedy quality anymore. Comedy quality? Who are you talking to? I think the shows are good. I think the comedy quality you're getting is good. You don't do shows anymore. Again, all the shows are about the shows. The members only show is now just a test show. Everything's a test. Everything's just talking about what you're going to do with the show. Guys, I cleaned out the closet, found some show stuff. Shows.
I'm sorry if this radio show casts shadows on the wall. Working on it.
We're working on it. We've been working on it, but we're still also working on it. Hello?
Yes, Patrick, this is Steel Toe. Just wanted to follow up regarding my call that I gave you the other day with, when we sent Johnny to the hospital. What we figured out is that when we roll him up in the green screen, we need to give him anal nitrate, the poppers is what they're called on the streets, instead of gasoline. Any thoughts on that?
No. Not at all. I'm fighting Buck Naked and Joey C at Hackamania, says Sam the Eagle. I don't care what you do. Just keep it outside. Marge, member for 9 months, wasted 9 months of life. I'll check back in another month to see if anything changes, Melton. Oh, wow. Krautcat, shout out to Citizen M and his clips. I can't wait for Hackamania to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. Yeah, Citizen M should be coming out and documenting Hackamania. The Aussie guy, member for 10 months, I guarantee that his corded mouse is stretched to its limit and he can't move his computer because he doesn't have an extension cord. Fuck. Fuck. You're saying there's not an outlet on that wall? Again, look how he has to, his arm has to go across the desk to use the mouse. It's too much. I get like giddy about it because it's like, it feels like I'm being fucking played with. It feels fake. Krautcat, I have Aaron's Xbox handle. He is literally online playing video games 5 to 6 hours during the week and at least 8 hours on the weekend. He's a child. All right, what's his gamer tag? Tell us his Xbox handle so we can track it. So we can tell you how many hours Aaron games a week. Because, well, you know, John's neglected cat can whip up some sort of script that just counts those hours. Not that I want to, you know, put more tasks on him. God knows I paid him just to keep track of the numbers. Just to keep track.
If that gap tooth hole touches my little hurt.
Hey, buddy.
If that gap tooth hoe touches my little herp. She calls Kevin Lil Herp. Yo, what up, Lil Herp? What did we just get? 10 gifted memberships from who? Why aren't they showing up on my... Nothing ever shows up on my... Shastem. Maybe it will. I missed it. I missed who it was. Oh, man. Who cares if we cast a few shadows? Nerd. Was it Shane? Shane gave 5. That was a long time ago, huh? Great, I'm just not getting updates anymore on memberships on this. Great. Oh, it's Sharon C. It's our old... That's going to go. All right, we get $14 of that. So that counts almost like you gave me a 20. Just kidding, of course, Sharon C. Jesus Christ. Sharon C. I'm going to fucking jerk.
We got a fish lunch.
I'm going to jerk soon. Why doesn't it come to me?
After this lip business I just went through, I won't be eating my Wakandan whore wife's ass again anytime soon.
Wakandan whore wife. I owe him a apology for that one.
Rusty Grammar says, but I know what you were doing there. Oh. Anton Slavic says, it's casting shadows. Wah, wah, get over it. LOL, it's special circumstances.
Thank you.
I wish.
He's been working 24/7 and can't get rid of the shadows? You're dumb if you believe this idiot.
That more normal people watched shows on the internet. Certainly more normal people listen to the radio.
Right.
But I wish we had more Anton.
Again, he's got this whole division in his head between radio people and internet people. As if anyone who listens to the radio doesn't have the internet, and as if people who have the internet don't have radios. I don't know what it is. It's fascinating that this is the mental crutch he has. This is the cranium gymnastics he has to go through to like assure himself that he's got talent and it's the audience, not him, that needs working on and adjusting. You know? It's not the spoon that bends.
Slavic normal people who watch the internet who went, shadows on the wall. Who gives a flying fuck? Like, if it were me and I were...
You. You're the one who hasn't shut up about how it's all going to be fixed tomorrow. You're getting new lights. You give a fuck. You're the one who's done show after show after show about the lights and the wall and the green screen and the new and the production and just wait. And we're going to see. Again, it's like Chad. People are going to be surprised when they see what I do. And then when we call you out on it, how you didn't do shit and your event was nonsense, your response is, who cares, man? It's over. Right. So you brag about how you're going to get a green screen and a cool wall and new lights and get rid of all the shadows, and it creates more shadows, as predicted by Melton. And then your response when everybody's like, well, that looks like shit, is, guys, who cares about the shadow? It's like, you. You care about the shadows.
We're watching a show. I would not notice.
Just make puppets.
Yeah. Oh, look, yeah. We can make little chickens. Yeah. So, yes.
Feeding my chickens.
I'm just feeding my chickens. That's all I'm doing. Listen, Slick, don't tell me how to bitch, says Hobo Chili Recipe, of course. Hobo Chili also says your technical prowess is based on a fork and spoon.
Again, just look at the natural state of this man's wrist. It just goes here. It just rests here. It lives here. Just how it is. That's just how it is, man. That's just how it is. It just goes there naturally. Watch it.
All I'm doing.
He'll go to put his arm down and it just stops at that point.
Listen, Slick, don't tell me how to bitch, says Hobo Chili Recipe, of course. Hobo Chili also says your technical prowess is based on a...
Look at that.
A fork and spoon concept. See, guys, I'm fat.
Look at it. Stare at it.
Ken Decker says, once you get it all figured out, you should be taking pictures and notes of what you do to get to the place where you are
happy. He'll never do that. Imagine that.
Happy with it. I was talking with April yesterday, and she did say that she might have that on her phone somewhere. So like I said, might get some help.
Are the courts going to let you look at her phone?
On that end. They're just informing you. No, Officer Krupke, they're not. When it's 5,000 fucking times, it's not informing me. Good old JR says audio quality is still amazing. That's all I care about. Thank you, buddy. Again, love the normal people. Love
anyone who compliments him, says he's doing great, or that he, you know, those are normal people. Hey, the audio sounds awesome. Thank you, normal guy. Hey, the video has shadows. Who cares? Stop spurging out about it. Internet people are trash.
I'm a big fan of normies, as it were. Let's go check out.
As he's like this to use his computer. I love normal people. Normal people are my bread and butter.
Rumble, and then we'll get all set up for today. Very low goal. We hope you guys help us hit it. Tuesday ended up being really easy. We've got those old school steel toe t-shirts available. You throw in $20. We'll send one out to you today. Anyone who throws in 10 or more is getting stickers. If you want to claim them, claim them. If you don't, don't.
Oh, regular rules. Guys, if you want to give money to this program, just hit the super chat button or go to supertip.gg/NLO. If you don't want to give money to this program, don't do any of that, what I just said. Okay? That's for today only, by the way. So you do that if you want to. Don't do any of that if you don't want to. Okay? And again, that's today. You can do or don't do that.
That's okay. Cheeseburger Pie says, fuck the shadows. The content is getting better. Packerbacker on Rumble. Shadows, who gives a fuck?
Now, Johnny hasn't said a word. Johnny's just being very quiet. And imagine coming in for this. Imagine getting up, gimping out into your driveway. You know, I imagine he has one of those cups on his steering wheel for his fucking, you know, claw hand to slide into so he can steer.
I agree with that guy.
Yeah.
QAnonymous.
Look, he's got to support his arm while it crosses the table to use the mouse.
Says, people actually watch. I just listen. That way there's no problem with the video. Problem solved. I think we'll be fine. Anton Slavik says, yes, audio is surprisingly hard to get right and is the most important thing. Think of the early days of YouTube. Yeah, I mean, the audio, awesome. Rusty Grammar says, over half of us listen on audio only while at work. How many times have you picked apart a movie because of tiny issues, Nubu?
Over half of us listen at work on audio only. Trust me, I've gone around and looked.
A rat done bit my husband's lip, but Whitey's on the moon, the pus it starts to pool and drip, and Whitey's on the moon. Why am I in this three-star hell? I should have sucked off Dave Chappelle with Whitey on the moon.
Jesus Christ. By the way, Sharon C. puts us at 70 gifted memberships today. 70 gifted memberships, and yet only 249 likes. Hit the like button, as there were almost 800 of you watching a few minutes ago, and now there's approaching 740. Could you just hit the like button, you know? Just hit it. Just hit the like button. We're not even to the gold yet.
Good goofing. Camel Toe with $2 says, how much for the wallets you mentioned last night? I have not found any more, so I have given them all away. They were 20 yesterday.
Steel toe wallets? Holy shit. The guy who never has any money is giving away wallets.
The RFID wallets?
The RFID wallets. Yeah, I'm like I said, I've been digging through these boxes and I'm just finding.
Imagine steel toe having a wallet.
Prizes on top of prizes and cool shit. And I'm like,
yeah, it's stuff that belongs to people. By the way, he still hasn't mailed out everyone's prizes that they're due, and he's giving it all away now. Again, this was all ordered for someone. You know how they operate. They order stuff that they need to send it out. They don't order more than they need. They don't have enough fans to do that.
Let's just keep letting them out.
So April's just been shoving shit in the closet instead of sending it out, and now he's giving it all away.
You want 5.5-inch steel toe stickers? You contribute to this show $10. I'll throw two of them in a envelope for you. Send them your.
No, you won't. Those don't fit in envelopes.
Your way. Cambodian River Pig says, dad joke, why can't fish play basketball?
I don't know. Why?
They're afraid of the net.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. I do think there are more meltdowns here about the shadows.
Goes and talks into a microphone after and goes, this is a bunch of bullshit. We might throw you in jail for that. Then we'll see. We'll go on YouTube and we'll just search Stormy Daniels.
Okay, so they try to do a show for a little bit. And then at 28 minutes, this happens. And this, again, you couldn't write something this good. And the fact that he hasn't pulled it down off everything yet, it's still on Facebook, it's still on Rumble. Obviously I saved it. Look, watch this. This is what we're here for.
Tony, which Judge Mershon denies.
Of course. Because if this is a completely fair and honest trial, why wouldn't?
He then held Donald Trump in contempt for asking for the mistrial. And told Trump that he needs to fuck off for a minute and just let the court do its job. Cocktiff says, let's talk about our fucked up economy and country. Never mind. Let's worry about a porn star. The bad luck boy. Wait, is that the bad luck boys?
Okay. So the reason Aaron's going, the bad luck boys says, and then he goes, is that the real bad luck boys? Is that the real bad luck boys? Now, the reason he wants to know if it's the real bad luck boys or not before he reads the comment is because the comment is insulting Johnny. And the bad luck boys, that's an account that Mersh is in charge of because that's Mersh's cat charity account that he's abandoned and doesn't care about anymore. Fuck the cats. His words, not mine. I give up on that account. So now Mersh is in Aaron's chat. Now, we all know Aaron worships Mersh. They're almost the same guy. They both, like, use all the same terminology. They're both into wrestling. They both, like, love the same guys. They do shows about the same people. Aaron copies Mersh for all intents and purposes. Aaron's, like, Aaron's like a mashup of Mersh and Kumia. But the reason he wants to know, is this the real Bad Luck Boys? Is this the real Mersh, in other words? Is because they're insulting his boy, Johnny, and he wants to be able to deliver this insult to Johnny with appropriate context, saying if it is real Mersh or not real Mersh. Now, it probably wouldn't matter, but watch what happens next.
Hold on a minute. Is that my Mersh?
My Mersh. My Mersh. Is that my Mersh? He says.
I fed April to a pretty coachable bird today. April never sent out the merch, and she isn't with us anymore. So I asked Steel Toe Liquor Johnny Crutches to hand deliver every packet. He said okay, but only if he gets all the money that I get after we reach the goal. So only above $50 goes towards the goal, and our fan gets a visit by a crippled guy.
Jesus. Johnny comes to your door and delivers the prizes. All right, so this is the real merch, he finds out, and then watch what happens. Who knew? We all knew Johnny sucked. He said 20 words the whole show. We all know Johnny sucks, okay? Johnny fucking sucks. No personality. No, he's not really funny. His voice is off. Like, that voice shouldn't be on right. Every time I hear it, I can't even believe it's real. Watch how fragile this bitch is.
Go to channel. Is that? It certainly is.
Well, fuck wow. Him.
Mersh with terse words for Johnny. How much does the co-host job pay? Because this dude sucks.
Well, how about you get fucked?
Mersh doesn't like you, dude.
Mersh doesn't like you, dude.
Oh, boy. Mersh doesn't like me. What am I going to do?
Don't make.
You're going to cry on air 3 times and leave. 3 times. That's what you're going to do. You're going to cry on stream into your hands for 30 minutes. You're going to leave and come back and leave and come back. That's what you're going to do. I don't want to spoiler alert it for anybody, but that's what you're going to do. Oh boy, Mersh hates me. What am I going to do? Wreck yourself. You're going to collapse. You're going to fall the fuck apart. I love the bravado it starts with. Ah, Mersh doesn't like me. What the fuck am I going to do? Wreck myself.
First words for Johnny. How much does the co-host?
People can't believe it. They're like, no way. Watch.
Job pay because this dude sucks.
It happens immediately. He goes from being the tough guy telling Mersh how it is to crying and leaving immediately. Immediately. This dude got wrecked in seconds. And he did it to himself. Like, at least April got up and ran before she started crying. Johnny just lowers his head into his hands and bawls on cam.
Well, how about you get fucked?
Mersh doesn't like you, dude.
Oh, boy. Mersh doesn't like me. What am I going to do?
Don't make me get in between the two of you.
In between.
And again, look at Movie with his crossed wrists. Oh, boy. Don't make me get in between you. As he's working his mouse and his keyboard. Oh, boy.
The two of us, I don't give a shit. You I've been too. Fucking putting in a lot of work and helping out and a lot of shit.
I've been putting in a lot of work and helping out. Now look at Movie's face. Look at Movie's face as if that's an insult.
This is the motion. This job sucks. Oh, no, I'm fucking pissed.
Uh-oh.
So I think at this point, Johnny starts going, I'm going to do a work. I'm going to get over the top mad wrestling style and be the, you know, make myself big and scare off the bear.
Like, well, oh, you want to just fucking speak, come out at me? You want to come out
on
me
it.
For what?
Speak I'm being, on it.
I'm not doing good.
And look, at this point, Aaron thinks, oh boy. Oh boy. You remember all that stuff in the beginning of the show? This is a punishment. The day of reckoning is here. Are we too wild? Are we too hard on our opponents? Are we too crazy and reckless? We're Steel Toe. This is what it is. Barbed wire, razor blades, hair gel. This is steel toe.
Good enough for you? Well, too fucking bad. I'm kind of, I don't know, working.
Uh-oh, Mersh. You awakened a sleeping giant, buddy. Way to poke the bear, dog. Now you're going to get the teeth.
Three jobs helping a friend out? How about you go fucking suck a dick, you
Three jobs helping a friend out. Before I got here, he didn't know that he didn't even know if SSDs were good or not. And thank God I showed up to let him know that they suck. And all this lighting was my doing. I did all this for you, Mersh. So you think I give a fuck if Mersh is mad at me? I don't. Fuck you, dog.
Piece of shit. Oh, I'm not entertaining the...
And look at Mooby. He still thinks it's all a bit. Your boy is about to crumble.
Guy who's so fucking drunk, he's still up at 5 in the morning. Whoopity-doo.
And look at Mooby. He's like, whoa, Mersh. Sorry about this, but this is what happens when you poke my boy Johnny Crunchman. This is what happens when you poke Johnny Sandwiches. You get the horns.
Listen to me, Haku. You better hang up that Waffle House apron, bitch, because our Moon Cricket children survive swim lessons, and I have to podcast. The only income that keeps you animals alive.
Stop bothering me, you fungus face, white privilege cunt. I'm trying to remember if the jelly goes on two of the butter packets and place two salt packets after. God damn it, Kevin, I'll come home and let them Monchichi boys gape my fart whistle.
Ooh.
Did you send a rant against someone with whoopity-doo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he ends it with whoopity-doo.
Yeah.
You gotta hear the whoopity-doo at the end.
I'm not doing good enough for you? Well, too fucking bad. I'm kind of, I don't know, working three jobs, helping a friend out. How about you go fucking suck a dick, you piece of shit? Oh, I'm not entertaining the guy who's so fucking drunk he's still up at 5 in the morning? Whoopity-doo!
You're so drunk you're still up. That doesn't even make sense. But whoopity-doo! You're so drunk you're still awake. Good one. Good one, Johnny Crunches. That oughta, he'll probably be in the hospital after that one. You sound drunk. You still up? Yeah.
Did you send a rant against someone with whoopity-doo?
Yeah.
I mean, you end rants with oh boogers. You're both Midwestern idiots. You're both hicks. One of you ends rants with oh boogers, and the other one ends rants with whoopity-doo.
Yeah, because like I said, I've been...
Here it goes. All the false bravado and screaming is done now. There is nothing left. Crunches must fall.
I'm working a lot, and I am getting sick of people like, oh, this guy's not doing a good enough job.
He's getting sick of people telling him he's bad, and he's not doing a good job. So whatever you do, don't say that.
Well, who fucking gives a shit? I'm doing the best I can for everything I've got to do. I've got to do his show 3 days a week.
I've got to do his show 3 days a week. I've got to. Or else I won't get my $150 for the 3 days' work.
I do my show 5 days a week.
I've got to do my show 5 days a week. 21 people are counting on it. I've got to.
And now I'm DJing 2 days
a week. And now I'm DJing 2 days a week. I've got to do his show 3 days a week. I've got to do mine 5 days a week. Johnny Crunches gets 4 viewers. It's worse than Corey. And then he's like, and I got a DJ. By the way, him DJing is like my old roommate Shuby DJing. He would come home drunk. And Shuby had a turntable, and he would just stand in his room on his headphones, drunk by himself, dancing. And I would like peek through the door. I filmed him one day for like 20 minutes, just, you know, he was really into levers and crossovers and shit.
The week to make fucking ends meet. So how about if you don't like it, you don't fucking watch it. Oh, this.
Whoa, this guy gets trolls.
Dude sucks. Fuck off.
So again, now he's looking over at his dad. He's like, did I do good? Was that a good radio bit? Because I'm about to lose it.
I'm giving away old bits and subs shirts today if anyone wants.
So at this point, look, Johnny's smiling. And Aaron's going to do an awkward bit.
To throw in $20. Cleaning out the prize closet, and I found some cool shit. Just wanted to give you guys something nice.
Balls and wieners. Okay, psycho. No, that's
No. No, you are the psycho. No, you have a no.
You pay five monies just you five monies. You pay $5 just
did,
to,
did they pay five monies?
Dude, like I said, I'm getting fucking
and here's where he taps out.
Just here, we're gonna let you vent. We're gonna let you this is what are you doing?
There's nothing worse than storming off when you can't storm. He's got to stand up slow. And then just Johnny crutches his way off cam.
What are you doing?
Aw, hobble back over here, feller.
Are you leaving? You taking a break? Holy shit. For those
of- and you just see the you see his shadow hobble away? Watch the shadow. It's great because we get a shadow. Watch right here on the wall.
What are you doing?
Right where his chair is.
Are you leaving?
Okay. So right here on the Mike Lindell pillow. We have the perfect outline of his face, okay? If you can't see it, this is the top of the head. Here's the nose. Here's the mouth. Here's the chin. Here's the neck. And it's, watch him hobble. Watch him storm hobble.
You taking a break?
Yeah. Holy
Shadow Storm Hobble Barbie. Storm Hobble Barbie, Hobble Barbie. Barbie has MS.
Shit. For those of you who like the old school radio stuff.
We all do, dog. We all do. We all love the old school radio stuff.
That was a moment. Thanks a lot, Mersh, you fucking dick. Bad Luck Boy says, I commend your work ethic, but you suck. He's come back and yell at you again.
So, again, all Mersh has said, it's important to just note this before we go further. Mersh said, I commend your work ethic. Like, you are trying, but you suck. You suck, you know? All Mersh is saying is, you suck.
Gonna fuck your shit up.
Aaron's still looking over to the right at an imaginary.
No, I got to be honest with you. I like to see my guys fired up like that.
Ah, he loves that kind of stuff. So listen how he's playing it here at the beginning. I got to be honest, I loved that. Old school radio moment. I love seeing my guys fired up. Mersh is my guy. He thinks Mersh is his guy.
I don't like to see. Like, again.
He's looking at the door. No, he's not. No, he's not. We know the layout of his basement. That's not where the door is.
I don't mind if people say I.
That's the window. That's the window. It's for reference, when he looks right now, he's looking completely the opposite direction that he used to look. The desk is literally looking 180 from where it used to look. The door used to be when he looked right and behind him. That's why he always used to go, oh, April, oh, she's out. She's right up there. Yeah, now she's not right up there. She's over there and up. So he's not looking at the door. Just so everyone thinks they know what's going on. No one knows. No one knows, but they all know. Like Moody confidently. He's looking at the door. He isn't. That's not the layout. But you know, right? Confident, too. No, he's looking over at the door. He isn't.
Suck. I don't mind if people say anything sucks. I just, you know, whatever. But for some people, like Johnny said, you know, working his fucking balls off, you know, trying to keep her going. And then someone just tells him, throws in $5 and says he sucks. That's going to upset him. As a host, I'm torn because I want to see my friend happy, but I also want to run a show where we can delve into something.
I also want to make money off of his pain. It's jarring how torn I am.
Like this, and see where it can go. Thank you, Bad Luck Boys, for the $7. I appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. Hello there. What can I do for you?
Now, this is going to put Aaron in a bad mood. Here we go.
Hey, man, I just wanted to ask.
Shut up, Moody. I swear to God, I'll revoke your access to everything. Please don't revoke my access.
Like, you can tell us that it's none of our fucking business, but would you just, like, tell your audience if April has been living in your home?
So I don't know who this is and how they got through, but he's taking this call and they go, will you just tell us, has April been living in your home? Now, look, like it or not, we get a definitive answer here.
Of course. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know why that's a thing.
Of course. Why would that even be a thing? Because you have to get up from the desk and go upstairs to answer the door. Because other people have to watch your children while you do shows on Sundays. Why would that be a thing? I don't know. Why wouldn't it? Where's April?
That's like the thing where people go, she hasn't been seen. Yes, she's. I can promise you she's been seen. I can give you eyewitness accounts that
most of her's been seen.
She's been seen. Dude, you got.
She hasn't been seen in years.
I got it.
Then fuck the haters.
Brother, I got to tell you this, dude. You got to chill out on people's...
See, this call was done, and look at Aaron's emotional response now. Now he's going to spurg a little. You got it, guys. You internet guys got it.
Personal shit. It makes you look weird.
Check.
No, I get it, and that's the nature of commentary. But yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
All right.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
See you, man.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but you got it. When people say, hey, this person wants to be not involved with shit, let them be not involved with.
No. Again, you don't get a kick in anthill. And then when the ants start biting your ankles and crawling down your socks, you go, guys, I just want to be over here and not involved with this anthill. You went out and took a picture at George Floyd's death site with a hat and grape drink mocking him. And now you're like, guys, April just wants to work at the courthouse. She don't get to. Just like Kevin has to sit across from the dinner table from his sad kids and regretful wife staring at his... You know, again, just pulsing, glowing red herpes sore as a reminder for all the bad decisions Kevin Brennan made in his life. Mommy, why is daddy's lip glowing red? Well, he's a whore. He's a dumb whore. Yeah, that shit don't just go away. You got to wear it around. You got to wear it around, man.
Shit. All right.
Guys. Last week, she was calling George Floyd a cuck and dancing on his grave. And this week, she wants to be left alone. Guys, chill. Guys.
Just relax. $5 from the Bad Luck Boy says, do you hire and or hump people who aren't softer than toilet paper? Now, buddy, why?
Because everyone you bring on the show cries. Again, the whole aesthetic for the program is... Get ready, motherfuckers. This is the show. Welcome to the big time. We're dealing out punishments. And by the way, all Aaron does is talk about stomping opponents. I sent Jesse P.S. running for the hills. Melton, we proved what a loser he was and sent him packing. Chad Zumach. Remember what April said about him? I hope this never stops. Never take it easy on him. Just keep going. While Chad asked for you to stop. Remember? Why would we stop with April? Because she said stop? No. No, 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 no.
Why? First of all, come on by before Nightwave some night and watch Matt. He's like a goddamn punching pillow.
Yeah, Matt's retarded. Matt switched off. Like, literally. Matt's actually dumb. I don't know if anyone will get this reference, but you know who Matt reminds me of? The security guard that Nathan Fielder found on Craigslist that was obsessed with boobs. There's like nothing there to the guy. He's like switched off. They tell him like what to do. He's like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. There's a deep reference. I don't know if people get it, but like that's Matt. That's who Matt reminds me of. He's like completely not there. He's just a simpleton switched on. If you grabbed his shoulders and moved him to a location and just put him there and go, stay here. And came back 3 days later, he'd still be standing there going like, what? Yeah, they told me to stay here, so I just stayed here. Like, that's who Matt is. So what Aaron's doing, he's like, leave Johnny alone. If you want to pick on someone, come by and pick on Matt. Leave April alone. Leave Johnny alone.
You can fuck him up. Oh, boy.
So again, not a good look either way, because he's basically saying, like, leave Johnny alone, he can't take it.
Today got weird. I still got to get this camera all figured out, too.
So that, when he's looking over there, that's nothing. That's out the window. That's insecurity. Moody, this is what we were talking about earlier. This is one of these weird self-soothing, like, habitual little, like, defense mechanisms. This somehow calms him to look back at the, I don't know what's wrong with these people. You know, I just wish, you know, I wish the internet would, there's no reason to be doing that. There's nothing over there, a window. It's a weird, weird behavior.
After my hard drive crashed, I got my.
That's him looking at either a monitor or Johnny. Johnny's on a sofa, I think, over there.
Camera back on default settings and it fucking stinks. And now I got to deal with this horse shit. Poignant Pachyderm says, April has been seen. Stop being mean to Johnny. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. On the other hand, taking Mersh that seriously is a folly. Mrs. Portland says, I didn't like Johnny at first, but he grew on me a lot. I hope he comes back.
Whoa, speak of the devil.
Well, look, he came back. Look it. Mrs. Portland, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, we did it, Mrs. Portland. Beloved Chatter says, good thing Aaron's basement so small or else Johnny couldn't touch all sides at once during his walk of shame. He's 3 to 6 feet away max. Yeah, I do believe that was true. Crowdcat, April's on drugs. April does pills. April LaRue, Ashley Imhol. April equals meth and cocaine. The new LaRue, the turn, the grant, April Factory, Devon.
Crazy legs, come on, don't go. Don't let fish lunch ruin your day, Johnny. No. Get the barrel out of your mouth. Get your toe off the trigger, Johnny. Jesus, crazy legs, don't do it. Oh, you can't pull the trigger with your toe? Well, isn't that remarkable?
As the broken man dragged himself down the hall, his shadowy figure cast on the Mike Lindell pillow. He knew it was time. No more pain. A single gunshot.
Jesus.
An angel gets its crutches.
When Johnny dies, he's definitely going to put his crutches on the wall, isn't he? He's definitely going to lean one of the crutches on the wall. We got a Mike Lindell pillow, and we got the whiteboard. This is a postcard Gino sent me once. We got one of Johnny's crutches. That's actually hung up there by one of Corey's long mustache hairs. Fun fact.
By the way, even 200 away from today and 30 minutes of overtime. Can you believe all this excitement?
30 minutes of overtime? You're going to do 3 hours of undertime, motherfucker.
Hi, Aaron. This is Citizen M. Where's April?
Please stop focusing on other people's lives. It makes you look weird. So please, making those clip compilations, okay? Pretty please, okay? You should stop it. Please stop it. Anyway, back to our story about Bam Margera's decline.
We're only a half hour into today's show.
Anybody who wants to call me as soft as a piece of fucking paper, I dare you to live my life for one fucking day, you'd blow your brains out.
Then why don't you?
He said toilet paper, not toilet regular paper.
Are you not good at that either? Can you not get the bullets in the gun with your MS claws? Oh, MS claws. He visits once a year with presents on his hunchback. Comes down your chimney. Hello, I am MS Claus. You've been a very good boy.
Oh, boy, I didn't quote the fucking drunk cat lover, right? Fuck me.
Drunk cat lover.
Okay, so he's back. He's collected himself. And he's going to be tough again. Oh. So I love this. You know, April did this once where she came back and then she had to leave again. Well, he's collected himself and he's ready to give Mersh what for.
Hold on. Yeah, it checks out.
Yeah, it checks out. I've had one stream where I passed out. We had to turn it off. How many do we have with him going crazy? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, again, Mersh is a drunk. Do you not suck now? Everybody loves to just change the argument. Mersh said you suck. You're like, Mersh has a drinking problem. It's like, okay, Chad. Okay. I mean, yes, and you suck. Yeah, well, I've only passed out on my stream once. How many times has he passed out? You still suck. Your ratings will probably go up if you passed out more. Honestly.
I don't keep it up. Okay. I can't even speak straight now.
We know. Really, we know you're a wreck.
Speak on it.
He's shaking and breathing.
Son, the floor is yours.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm working too much.
I'm working too much. Stop coming in for $150 at 4 a.m. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I have to do two DJ.
Go drive an RV like Corey Adam and make some funny driving videos. Honk the horn while you tweak your mustache. That's always a good gag.
Gigs next week. I found out.
Maybe you'll find a burger place. You can show us all what a burger looks like. All right, I got a burger. All right, well, a pretty good burger. See you next time on Corey Adams' show.
Last fucking week? I can't. And then people are like, oh, you suck. Well, then you come fucking do this shit for the amount of money I get, for the amount of time I put in. You suck. I don't get to fucking sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, look, one thing I definitely miss about radio.
Again. Like, Johnny's crying on air, and here goes Mooby. He's going to go down memory lane. Yeah, let me tell you a fun show about radio. Let me tell you actually something very funny about radio.
Is that you get to deal with, you know, real people. There's certain lines. People don't cross them. They don't...
And I'm not pissed because Mersh is saying I suck. I'm pissed.
No. I'm pissed because everyone says I suck. It's just like enough, you know, like you put your show out, everyone watches it, and then everyone's just like, this sucks. You know, it's like, I get it. I suck.
It's because I'm sick of the I suck comments. It's a fucking balloon that I've been keeping shut. And I'm.
All right. The I suck comments are getting to be a little much. It's all I get. Do you have anything else to say about my show? What about that it's good? What about saying that it's nice? What about saying that I'm talented? It's just you suck. You know? When do the good ones come? Aren't I due some good ones?
My plan is near complete. Once I drive Johnny insane, I can take my place as the second mic on Steel Toe Morning Show.
I don't give a fuck.
Dreams do come true.
I don't give a fuck that he has MS. This is funny. This is fucking funny. It's not that I'm mad at Mersh for saying I suck. It's just that all I get is people saying I suck. Enough's enough, Internet. We've heard you. Let some other people talk.
Look.
When will the Internet shut up and let radio people talk?
One thing I definitely miss about radio is that you get to deal with, you know,
fucking balloon that I've been keeping shut. And I'm saying, like, oh, you suck. You guys don't fucking do this shit. You don't get up every day and do this. You don't.
Yeah, they would suck. They would suck at it. This is rare. It's hard. It's very hard to do and be entertaining. Yeah, you're right. LL Dopely doesn't do that. You're right. Sam B doesn't fire it up and do 4 hours every morning. You're right. Rover, Mycroft, David Stoner, Bigsby, Josie Wales, Fred Robinson, Tiger Lily, even Jared. None of them get up and do it. Jared doesn't even have a job. He could. But he doesn't. Why? He would suck. It would suck. And then everyone would go, this sucks. And then they'd stop. The problem is you think you're good and you have to do 8 shows a week. You don't. Again, pros don't do 8 shows a week. Pros.
Don't do the fucking shows here, then go home and prep a show and do another show.
Here's what I don't understand about, and I've had this talk with April too, and I'll have this talk with you, and I'll probably have this talk. I've had this talk with Corey. I've had this talk with everybody.
Every co-host I've ever had has left me, and I tell them all the same thing. Nobody's going to be meaner to you than me.
If I'm pleased with your performance, and certainly, you know, you're getting more money now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm pleased with your performance.
And I'm the most pro-radio guy there is, so I know everything about radio, and I like you.
Why does it matter what Mersh says?
Isn't my love enough?
For the most part, it doesn't. But then when someone pays $5 to make you say it, like, that's the thing.
I have subreddits.
Yeah.
And different web.
Look at this. Watch Aaron make it all about him. So Johnny goes, you think you have it hard? Live a day in my shoes. Watch Aaron try. Watch Aaron tell Johnny how much harder he has it.
Websites and all these things. That not only talk about the fact that I suck fucking cock all the time, that I'm fucking terrible.
Right.
I mean, these are places that I'm getting divorced and April's dead or April's not in the house or, here.
Again, how are we on him? How are we on Aaron now dumping his feelings out? This is insane.
Here's one from the last 6 months. Nick Riccata and I are fucking each other.
Right.
Is one I've read over and over. Fucking each other's wives. Fucking this person. Fucking Gino, Keanu, fucking them. All day long. Just apparently I'm slaying pussy.
Again, that's never been the rumor. I was telling Moody this earlier. He keeps trying to rewrite this rumor about them being swingers. That we've all been going like, Aaron's out there fucking all these women. That's never been the rumor. Again, it's just that April's getting passed around to Gino, to Keanu, to Nick, to Misty Rackets. What's her name? No one has ever said Aaron can't stop slaying puss. That's never been the rumor. And yet he keeps trying to get that to be the rumor. Yeah, apparently I'm out there just destroying puss all day. Link me to one person saying that. I'm serious. Anybody got one person who's ever said that anywhere? Audio, video, text? Has that ever been the rumor?
And April's doing this and April's doing that. I just...
So he's fucking everybody, but April's doing this and doing that? Right. That was the rumor.
At some point, maybe I've been doing this too long. At some point, it all just becomes noise and it doesn't matter. So I guess what I ask...
You can tell he's so disingenuous by how he never looks at his friend who's crying. Johnny literally has his head in his hands crying. this whole time, for the next 30 minutes, Aaron never looks at him. Aaron's looking at the chat. Aaron's looking at himself. He never really looks over at his friend. Why? I mean, watch. He's not worried about his friend. He's worried about the show.
Would I ask Corey? Would I ask...
And again, all his friends deserve this. If you can't see that Aaron doesn't give a fuck about anyone but himself, just like KB, you're blind. You're blind. Sorry. Sorry.
April and I have had fights over this. 100.
Again, how do... Johnny's head is in his hands. He's crying. And Movie's just going on and on about how hard it's been for him and April.
100%. Why?
Chat. Look at him. He's looking at everybody but his friend he's talking to. Who doesn't look at the person they're talking to?
Why can't people, and I'm not blaming you. No, I'm not. Why can't people let it go?
So now he is blaming Johnny, going, why can't you let it go? Why can't you just let it go? You know, beloved chatter says, Neil Cavuto, Montel Williams, Jamie Lynn Sigler, and Christina Applegate have MS and are lapping him. He's below the Everclear guy on the MS.
After the show went, and before I went off the air, I went to console Johnny. It was right then and there that I had a remarkable epiphany. I can't make him feel good. I have to shit on him.
Yep.
We need to capitalize on this lightning in a bottle. So I told him to get his shit together and listen to this. So I stuck my AirPod in his ear and clicked play on Luke Bryan's One Margarita. It's helped me through some tough times. Go home, get some sleep. See you in the morning, bub.
I can't wait till we discover Johnny's playlist of breakup songs from Steel Toe. Like, I just can't do it anymore.
Aaron, I just got a call from Johnny's wife. He jumped off a cliff, hitting every rock on the way down and broke every bone in his body.
He's not married.
He is on life support in excruciating pain. They don't think he will make it. I'm so sorry.
No, he's
another win for the old toe.
He's separated too, right? All these losers are separated.
Like I said, it's been... You
gotta keep them separated.
Deal with, like, literally on my show. I know I don't do as well as other people. My shows don't do as well. I don't get the viewers other people have. But, like, I try to just do a fun show. If you don't want to be part of it, fine. But
regular rules.
People come in and say I suck there. They say I suck here. It's just like, I'm barely getting by and I'm...
Kids are stupid.
Getting tired of people feeling like no one wants me around to do it. Don't want to be part of it, fine. But people come.
Get shaky, motherfucker. Start shaking while you talk.
You
do as well as other people. My shows don't do as well. I don't get the viewers other people have. But, like, I try to just do a fun show. If you don't want to be part of it, fine. But people come in and say I suck there. They say I suck here. And it's just like, I'm barely getting by and I'm getting tired of people feeling like no one wants me around to do it. Like, fuck.
I do my show here, people say I suck. I go home and people say I suck on my show there. I'm getting tired of feeling people don't even want me around to do it. They don't. They fucking don't. Like, that's what they're telling you. They don't. If you're getting tired of feeling like people don't want you to do it, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, they don't. They don't. You know, everywhere I go, people just tell me I suck, quit. It's all I get here. It's all I get there. It's starting to feel like people don't even want me around doing it. They don't. They don't. You suck. You suck. Holy shit. Every review I read of my show just says that it's dumb and I suck. It's like they don't even want me doing it anymore. They don't. And by the way, you don't have to listen. You can just keep doing it. But you got to stop this. You got to stop this. Like, I just wish the internet would like me. That ain't how any of it works. That ain't how any. I just wish everybody would like what I do. When you wish upon a crutch.
Fucking Jesus, man.
But again, I want you around to do it. You've been...
Yeah, but I like it, and I think you're one of the best. But what do I know? I thought April had a rare talent. But little did I know, she's a valve painter for life.
A fucking soldier the entire time. I'm happy with your...
We're not looking for little soldiers. We're not looking for little soldiers with squeaky voices. We're not looking for little soldiers today. Somebody give this fucking kid some wings and send him to the back of the plane so the adults can fly. Can Aaron fly solo?
Performance?
I think you're good. Again, is Aaron looking at his friend while he tells him all this? No, he's looking at the chat. I think you're good. I thought you were...
And for some of these people, it's part of the sport to come in and see if they can fuck you up a little bit.
Here's how the internet works, 2024.
Which is shitty, but it's part of the game.
Like I said, again, imagine having to tell your coworker. If I had to tell somebody this, I'd just be like, you know how to get out, right? You know where to fucking walk. You know, he's talking to him like a little boy, like his son. You know, unfortunately, there are mean people on the internet, and they are allowed to say what they want to say. Unfortunately, some of them take the opportunity to express it. Some of them are just trolling, but they, you know, it's part of the game.
Said, I need a break.
Das war April. Said. That's what April said. I need a break. Guys, Johnny needs a break, and it's really frustrating waiting to hear whether or not Johnny plans on coming back. Tell the truth. Is Johnny living in the house right now?
I just like to say I'm not fucking Nick Ricada in the ass.
Do you still think he's looking at the door? You still think he's looking over at a friend on a couch? No, this is a cope thing. He has to look out. Again, it's like no one's laughing at my... It's this. Got any gum? It's that. I just have to say I am not fucking Nick Ricada. Okay. It's a weird, like...
Mouth or any other orifice, as it were.
Check with the window.
Look, man, I'll tell you.
Mr. Window, yeah.
This, if you ever need a break.
It's muscle memory from where the door used to be? No. There could be, it won't go away. So if you're right, he should stop doing it eventually. He won't. He will turn around and look in that corner for the rest of his life. What?
Of course you have a break. Nobody here has ever asked for a break and not gotten one.
You're not his boss. This isn't a real company. If you need a break, of course you'll get one. Nobody here at Steel Toe Inc. has ever come and asked for a break and not gotten it. Nobody. I mean, how about looking over at him going, thanks, because you're just a fucking idiot friend of mine that I help out with this. It's not a real job. You're not a real radio guy. This isn't a studio, and your wife is leaving you. That's what you should say to him. That's what you should look over and say.
Nobody.
When are you going to give up this charade, Carmichael?
Okay, sorry, guys, but I will not be reading comments about April. If you have any comments about April's body, or if you need to tell April how much she sucks, you're going to need to send $5 to her boss at the Valve factory, and he'll walk down to her station and deliver your message personally.
Meanwhile, at the factory.
Hey there, Missy. Great job on the valves, but I got to talk to you for a sec. April, you look horrible today. All right. Thanks, titty, titty, bang, bang for the $1.05. Carry on.
I'm going to hide so many valves in the closet.
Jesus, Johnny, buck up. Even I know this is pathetic, you wuss. Frickin' loser.
My husband and I are happy to announce that we have officially adopted little Johnny Crutches. He will finally know what it's like to feel the embrace of a loving family. We've got his bottom bunk made and ready, and we've laid out his favorite stuffies.
It'd be funny, Ashley LaRue takes over custody of Johnny Crutches. Eddie Valentino, I want to feel bad for Johnny because he seems like a nice guy, but no one is forcing him to do shows that tell him he sucks. Quit. Right. April got the picture. You know, I mean, again, all Mubi did was tell April she's an exceptional talent. Together, we're an unstoppable dynamic broadcasting duo. He told her she could do it alone. You know, she had no idea what she was doing. She was so out of her depth. And she finally figured it out. She read all the internet comments. She heard all the feedback. She listened to her friends. And she bailed. When will Johnny find that out? Again, it'd be like if I worked somewhere where I'm, you know, grossly underqualified and just complained if I was getting fired. Like, come on, man, I tried really hard. It's like, yeah, you still suck. Beloved chatter, heartless Aaron won't spare a square off that roll. Nobody's ever asked for a break at this company and not gotten it. No, thanks, boss. Thanks, guy who gives me $150 a week to come in 3 days a week at 4 a.m.
Nobody's ever needed a minute, and I've said no. You know, April comes to me, she said, April,
I've actually been very benevolent as a ruler. Here are some stories about me and how awesome I am and supportive. Again, he just keeps commandeering the entire thing and making it about him.
April came to me. And I noticed it as well. And
because I'm very observant, not a narcissist at all since I cured myself.
It was internet rumors, internet shit, this, that, the other thing.
Internet rumors are very different than radio rumors. We rarely heard a radio rumor.
I can't take it anymore. You know, I can't handle it. It's having a detrimental effect on my mental health. And I said, for God's sake, honey. Don't do the show.
Jesus Christ, April, you're a fucking valve painter, not a broadcast man.
If that's what it's costing you, do not do the show. I don't value you.
Again, the whole time he's talking, he's just staring at the screen. It's creepy because it's like...
As a co-host, the way I do as a partner or anything else. Same thing with you. Same thing with Corey. I don't value you people.
Whoa.
As
full stop
entertainers, workers, broadcasters, whatever, as much as I do
stepping stone
as friends. And I don't want to see this break anybody. And certainly look, the stress you're feeling is stress that I felt as well. With this show going through changes.
You're not new. This isn't new. You're not special. Here are some things that affected me.
You know, when I had that conversation with Johnny, that very difficult talk that we had, it reminded me of that scene from Willow where the servants of Chirlindria, nicknamed the Lally Maiden of the Forest, the brownies took that fucking baby. Ha! Johnny sat there like Willow, like, these guys stole that fucking baby. What the hell? And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Oh, God. I can't. You guys are insane.
And it causing...
Radio days gone by. Wish April was here. Johnny looks like he could quit. Everything's falling apart.
Issue. I mean, for years. I mean, since the Zumok stuff, it's caused strife.
For years. Since the Zumok stuff. It's been a year and 4 months. Year and 5 months. For years, we've been tormented. Again, all this is just basically telling Johnny, suck it up. April and I have had it way harder. He's literally just shitting all over Johnny by doing this.
Hey, have you ever been hit by a banana truck?
I, too, stole a channel and robbed my dying father.
Jesus Christ. Magoose, thank you for becoming a new member. Appreciate it. It's $1.99. You should join up today. And if not, head over to the Overdose, nobodylikesonions.com/overdose, and support the show today, getting access to almost 20 years of podcast, and none of them look this bad.
If in my personal life, it's caused strife in my professional life, and it's a road I've had to navigate.
Again, it's just about him. Look at him. He forgets Johnny's even there. It's business as usual, Aaron complaining about how hard the show is.
I mean, you could argue that really since the start of my radio career. Now
he's going back to, like, I've had it tough the whole time, you know, first starting out as a young woman, black broadcaster.
Navigating what I do on this show and how it affects my person.
Look at Johnny. Look at Johnny just like, will you shut the fuck up?
Personal life has been one of the most difficult things in any relationship I've ever had.
Now you go.
But I will say this, the moment you just let go.
Now I'm doing remarkably better, and I'm actually one of the most remarkably good broadcasters in the remarkable.
And you understand, I'm good at what I do.
Whoa! Who saw that coming?
Machichi, machichi.
I do a great job. Fuck these people if they don't like me.
Yeah, who cares if I cried on air twice today?
And then kind of learn to either lean in and shit on them back, because
which I do, and I'm remarkably good at, and I always put them in their place, and they always end up crying because they're babies. I destroy them.
These aren't people. Look, it's not like you have Stanford graduate scholars who are analyzing your performance and going, well, based on the Stern scale of good broadcasting, his score is shit.
Wow, so he thinks a Yale education is worth something. This is a university where they have crying rooms. Yale Law has rooms for their students to cry and weep openly in. Safe spaces.
These are retards who live to say everything sucks.
Yeah, except my brain is breaking more and more, and the more I try to fight them, the more I sound stupid and retarded because
what?
I can't even keep my thoughts together anymore. I haven't smoked any weed today just so that way my brain would maybe work a little bit better. And
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And the more I try to fight them, the more I sound stupid and retarded because I can't even keep my thoughts together anymore. I haven't smoked any weed today just so that way my brain would maybe work a little.
I also have not smoked any weed today. And it just keeps getting worse. And I just tell my brain, I haven't smoked any weed today. You think you have it hard? I have to come in here and sit and do a podcast. And when it's over, I have to go sit and do another podcast. Ah! Ah! I haven't even had any weed today.
Oh, boy. A little bit better, and I just, like I said, I get hung up on stuff and I'm tired of you suck. Why is this guy here? This guy sucks. I hate this guy. And then I'm doing that every day to come in to do this stuff. Like I said, I haven't gotten any sleep. I came in to do the show today and then just here's $5. This guy sucks. How much does the gig pay? Nobody would do the gig for the amount of money I've been getting for the last.
Ding, 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 ding. How much does a gig pay?
I sound stupid and retarded because I can't even keep my thoughts together anymore. I haven't smoked any weed today just so that way my brain would maybe work a little bit better. And I just, like I said, I get hung up on stuff and I'm tired of you suck. Why is this guy here? This guy sucks. I hate this guy. And then I'm doing. That every day to come in to do this stuff. Like I said, I haven't gotten any sleep. I came in to do the show today and then just here's $5. This guy sucks. How much does the gig pay? Nobody would do the gig for the amount of money I've been getting for the.
No, they would not. Correct. You are correct.
The last few months. Nobody would.
My son would.
Louis M. Holt.
Well, yeah.
He loves me.
But he also thinks there's a coyote outside.
Well, so. Sometimes, well, you know, one. day when there's a fucking coyote outside, you're all going to be happy that he warned you. Jon Snow said that the army of the dead was coming. Nobody believed him.
Oh, good. Game of Thrones.
I wish I bet Jorah Mormont wishes he would have fucking taken that a little more seriously. But he can't. You know why? Because Game of Thrones isn't real and Ian Glenn is just an actor. That's all. I'm in the Anthony Cumia role. Shut up, Mersh. I'm in the Anthony Cumia role of making jokes. Look, you do an awesome job.
This is going great.
How many times have you called me and said, I'm not feeling well this morning. I won't be in. And I've gone, we're going to be fine.
Aren't I great? Remember that time I didn't make you fight your MS to come perform for 240 people?
Yeah. We're okay. It's all right. I've got plenty of people.
Who? Corey's gone. One of them sued you. LaDainian Tomlinson. Who is that other guy yet? And then, you know, the other two that you bring in are Gino and Keanu. Two people who happen to live together and not work anywhere. Guys, I've got... Don't worry about me. The Steel Toe roster runs deep. We could get anybody in here. Corey. Johnny. Oh, you're Johnny. Oz. Matt. Anybody. Don't worry about the old two. April's gone. We're good. We're good. We got plenty of ideas.
That we can either have at a moment's notice. Like, you know, Gino and Keanu have been incredible with their time.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
They drop everything at a moment's notice and run right over.
And you know that...
I already texted you that next week you should probably have AP on Wednesday.
Yeah, we might have AP on Wednesday. Might have Corey on Wednesday. Who knows?
He won't do it because there's no...
Might have the Candyman come. Yeah, we might have Bert Kreischer on. I don't know. Anything could happen on the toe.
Money.
I offered him some money.
Well.
Corey,
he goes, Corey won't do it because there's no money. And he goes, well, I offered him some money.
To take some of our savings that we're going to be seeing here in the next month. And I'm trying to put it back into the show while also dropping the goal for people, which is both are nice. But I tell you what, man, I think you're doing a great job. I have fun doing shows with you. And just because, and I like him too, just because Mersh doesn't think you're doing a good job, I don't think that means that you suck.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
I'm not saying that I suck because Mersh thinks I'm doing a bad job.
I'm saying I suck because everyone says I suck.
I'm saying I'm struggling to get by doing all the work I'm doing. And then when I do that and it's just, oh, you suck. Like, okay, well, awesome. I can skip those comments most.
That's why you don't make any money doing it. They're related. The two are related. You don't make any money because you suck and you suck and don't make any money. Do you not? Are we not? Johnny is turning into Tukey before our very eyes. Brian Landon, Johnny needs a couple tours in NAMM. Whiny bitch. Arizona Mesa Tom, did they have to call Johnny's mom to come get him? Hi, your son's wilding out right now. Apar, Johnny will be hanging from a chandelier not because of his fans, because of Aaron. He can't see or doesn't care that maybe he shouldn't be on air. I mean, again, can we give Johnny $200 to not do Aaron's show? That'd be paying him more, and he'd have to do less. And again, Aaron doesn't give a fuck about this guy. When he had a GoFundMe, Aaron gave $0 to it.
Most of the time. I get him on my show. I skip him.
But don't forget the closet full of stickers that they lost track of and all the hash brown snacks. You know, $20 or $30 a day in hash browns and energy drinks in that household that could be going to Johnny.
Most of the time. But it's, again, it's just filtering it down the line, and down the line, and then a paid comment highlighted, like you can tell it's on the screen.
And I apologize.
It's a highlighted insult. I would hate it if all the trolls in my chat room started paying for their insults.
You have to read them.
I know.
I do have to read them. Mersh's opinion is valid. You do, you know, he's got a point.
I don't have a problem with that. But again, it's just the fact that he literally threw in $5 just to go, hey, so you have to say it. Johnny sucks. Like, again, then you come fucking do this show.
Got him.
Do you know how much Reddit would explode with hatred and you guys are the fucking worst and we want you all to die if Mersh and I did a show together?
But he wouldn't.
Two of the most hated people. Nightwave.
And again, while he throws this out there, he's checking the chat to see if this can happen. The whole time he's trying to do this to comfort Johnny, he's watching the chat going like, would Mersh actually be interested in being the co-host? Because that'd be pretty cool.
And Steel Toe team up.
Again, the whole time he's saying this, look at him, checking the chat. He wants Mersh to be in the chat going like, I'd be better than this guy. Let's do it. He wants that. This is how Aaron fishes for friends. He's friend fishing.
It would be a chat full of people going, you want some coleslaw, you big-titted fags? It's just my impression.
Aaron, you can't say that on YouTube, remember?
Of what that show might sound like.
Okay.
Should we
save that for Rumble Friday? It's Warbling Johnny Wednesday.
Get to some of these. People are being very generous and very nice.
Yeah, you should get to that.
$2 from Raz of Chaz says, we have to know, has April been eating ham sandwiches? More of a turkey gal. Bad luck, but you don't have to respond to these if you don't.
Guys, leave April's personal stuff out of it.
I want to, but you're more than welcome to. Bad Luck Boy says, challenge accepted. I never went crazy that often. I love cats. You're angry, less bangable April. I thought April did a wonderful job.
I thought April was almost as bangable as Johnny.
Well, I should think I'm less bangable. I'm a dude.
Really?
That doesn't make any sense.
Really?
Yeah. I heard Mersh was a poon hound. I didn't realize he'd park it in anything warm and alive.
Uh-oh, Johnny's feeling froggy again. I love a guy who, like, cries in the next tough. Cries in the next tough. Cries in the next tough.
I thought he said he wasn't a poonhound anymore.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, you're less bangable, April. Well, by your very definition of you're into women, I should hope I'm less bangable. That part is self-explanatory.
See, now a lot of people saying Johnny kicks ass. Ken says Johnny K, completely understand, dude. You have a right. Take a break, brother. There you go. Bad Luck Boys with $2 says, I get up and do it every day. You suck.
Bad Luck Boys says, you suck.
See, now, is this immersion therapy? Like, that's like the fourth time he said you suck. It's got to, like, not even sting anymore.
No. He's saying, I get up and do the show every day, and people come at me, like, doing all that. I'm saying all of the you suck comments. I'm saying, go do everything I have to do every day.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Like, go.
Let's hear what Johnny does every day. Again, I love this when people, like, they're idiots who can't communicate. Like, Chad. They're like, Chad's like, I put this hot sauce on everything. Chicken. Everything. He couldn't think of anything else? Johnny says, why don't you try one day doing everything I have to do? And then he's going to tell us what it is. Are you ready?
Do a show and then go to a hot.
Here, let's back it up.
Hospital appointment.
Let me back it up.
And people come at me like doing all that. I'm saying all of the you suck comments. I'm saying go do everything I have to do every day.
Yeah.
Like go do a show and then go to a hospital appointment. Then go do another show. Then go deal with everything else you have to deal with then.
Oh, okay. So he's already out of steam. Do everything I have to do. Go to a show. Then an appointment. Then do another show. Then everything else you have to do. Let's see you try it. Again, when your point is I have to do so much and you can't name it, your point is invalid. Let's see you do everything I have to do. Get up, put on your clothes, brush your teeth, go to a show, appointment at the bank, do a show, and then go take care of everything else you have to take care of. Oh, great umbrella statement, Johnny.
Go do everything I have to do every day.
Go do everything I have to do.
Yeah.
Like, go do a show, and then go to a hospital appointment, then go do another show, then go deal with everything else you have to deal with, then try and figure out how you're going to pay all your bills. Like, do all of that.
You try to figure out how you're going to pay your bills. Let's see you do that. Again, what's wrong with these idiots? They think nobody else has to do all this stuff. Let's see you wake up and figure out how to pay your bills every day. Let's see you do that. It's like everyone has to do that. And you know what they figured out? They don't get to do this. Cardiff's kids doesn't get to sit in front of a computer and yell at the internet, why don't you guys like me and pay my bills? No, she probably went and figured out whatever she does for money and then pays her bills. Same way I don't go down to the nuclear plant and go, why won't you guys let me handle the rods when you're done with them, huh? You're not qualified for that. You do what I gotta do.
And then have people screaming you suck constantly. You're gonna get pissed off eventually, too.
He does. He does all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I could throw the hospital appointments in there.
Yeah.
Everything else, I've spun those plates. But, yeah. Yeah, the hospital appointment doesn't sound fun. I watched John.
So basically, Aaron's answer was, I've done all that. Except the hot, look, I can't give myself MS, but he just totally shat all over his point. He's like, you do everything I have to do. Pay your bills, wake up, and movies. Like, I do all that. Oh.
On his show, says Officer Krupke, I like it.
Yeah, and not a lot of people do, and I get it. Like, I'm not the most popular person. I don't have the same draw everyone else is. I've made my peace with all of that, but like I said, I'm just sick of the you suck part. And now he's just going
to... Oh. Well, again, I'm sure the internet, once this gets out, all the you sucks will stop. Guys, don't tell Johnny he sucks.
I'm going to keep doing it because he has nothing else to do. So, oh, you suck. I do shows too. You suck. Like, yeah, you do shows. You have more viewers. You have more haters. All of that stuff. You're also probably more successful. You also probably don't have half the medical issues I do or half the other problems I do in my personal life.
AIDS.
Which makes it, again, just kind of a dick move to just be like, hey, I want to just fuck around. So here, you suck.
You suck, though. We're not dicking around. Quit. You're not good at this. You can make more money doing anything else. You do actually suck. You do actually say you like, listen to everything about you. Listen to everything about you. I work so hard and make no money. I do two shows and both of them just, everyone just says I suck. I do all that for no money. It's like, do you hear you? You make no money and everyone says you suck. And you're like, why can't I just make more money and not suck doing this? Well, you can't. Why? Because you suck. He's like, it'd be fine if I just made more money and people didn't say I suck. Yeah, but you do suck. That's why you're not making money. Like, it is all related, man. You do suck. Yeah, but if they would just stop saying you suck. They're not. They're not gonna until you stop sucking. And by the way, even when you don't suck, they'll still say you suck. Every day I get awesome show and this guy sucks.
It's really where all this came from.
Yep.
Crunchy cynicism. These pathetic attention whores are jealous of you and would kill to be in your position, Johnny. You are awesome yes. and hilarious and the strongest person I know.
That's the biggest pile of shit I've
ever
heard.
Put yourself first. Love you.
True.
I appreciate the positive part. Nobody would want to be in my position.
Posterior attention. Get me your information. I will set you up with one of those old school steel toe t-shirts. Thank you for the
1999.
He says, for Johnny. That's where you say thank you.
Thanks.
Tom Thompson says, you don't suck, Johnny. Now, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Naturally, if someone says you suck and then someone says you don't suck, do you let those cancel out or do you have comedian brain where you only see the bad one?
No, I see them both.
Okay. See, now that should cancel out.
Yeah, and they're both meaningless. They're both meaningless. Hold on, watch. Shit Show. $2 says, KB713, watching NLO 714, technically 1428 Oni Onion. Technically 1428 Onions? What's happening? Kevin's sniping? It's going to wreck my world. You'll be mad anyway because I got to get out of here in just a second. I know. We're nowhere near done. I know. But I'm not going to rush this just to get it covered. And again, I've got a pedicure appointment I got to get to. So I am actually leaving here in a second. But here's my promise to you. I'll come back with fresh feet. And we'll do another 3 or 4 hours on the rest of this because it deserves it and it needs it. But I understand. Bigsby's like, runaway Melton. Yeah, of course. I can't be sniped. I've got an appointment at the pedicurist. I don't know. I've had this for a week, so I got to go. She's the best and my feet need it. But we are going to come back and do the rest of it. I'm not kidding. We will come back and do the rest of it. It deserves to not be rushed, which is why I'm not going to rush it. McGoose, thank you for getting a membership and gifting a membership. Holy shit, I didn't even see this. Spectre NS5 RD. Whoa. 20 members. This puts us at 93. 93 memberships today. Spectre... RD. Okay. This is a base. Mayor Larry Vaughn. This PO shit should be ashamed of himself. No loyalty to anyone else but Aaron. He also blocked me from his chat due to a Jaws reference. Oh, because April's eyes are dead like Jaws eyes. George gifting a membership. Thank you very much. George. Very cute.
Hey, Melton. You need to put a leech on your SJW Karen developer from New Zealand. Donating to you is impossible now because he zero-plemented some hate speech filter. I couldn't post the message because it was violent content, whatever that means. How can text be violent? Find a better developer.
Hey, buddy.
No, I think that's we joined. I don't know what we've done. All the AI stuff got tweaked, and will continue to be tweaked. So look, all those are being logged. You know, when your things get flagged, but it's like, you know, there's a lot of companies that don't want hate speech on their shit, and as we start to do bigger things and become a real company at Super Tips, we got to start being faggots and filtering that stuff. So, you know, find more creative ways to talk. You know, somebody did a Mersh Noir where he was basically telling Johnny it was time to end it, and it got really creative. Get a chair, let it go. You know, it was all very, find a way around it. Use your words, you know. Not everybody can help you out with everything. All right, you have my word. We'll be back later today. You have my word. Unfortunately, if I go too late tonight, that means I won't be getting up at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And everybody will be like, yes. Whatever you're saying? Yes. Hit the like button. Get your Hackamania tickets. Tell a dad about the show. Do a friend. I guess Kevin's on. I didn't realize how late it was. But again, we'll be back for part two of this. We'll name this one part one, and we'll come back with a part two. If you think it can't get worse,
your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman.
Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, melting faces have you stacking an LO point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So both the family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like. Path have my home.